KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
It is funny. It is something that has people get really excited about. I'll tell you this: if you haven't watched the celebration, watch it, because there's some dancing, there's some singing, there's huge introductions. It's a big production. It could be a Broadway musical after seeing some of these things. But it's something to be thinking about. Like I said at the beginning, Mother Nature's going to tell us when winter's over, not a groundhog. And so decide what you want. But at the end of the day, it's still 6 more weeks until the next season anyways. So we got that going for us. Anyways, had a huge discussion in the last hour about pruning. If you wanted some more information, you can download the podcast. And that comes out Monday afternoons into the evening. Just go anywhere that you would download your podcast, whether it be Apple, Spotify, and search the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a number of episodes, and they're in two per week. They're basically hour intervals, right? So you'll be able to download those Monday afternoon into the evening on Monday. So We're not far from spring, although it feels we are so far away. And, with the amount of snow we just keep getting, I wanted to tell you, there is starting to become a shortage of salt and ice melt out there. Salt and ice melt, we're having a hard time seeing it. And I'll tell you some of these vendors that produce ice melt are actually stopping production for retail and producing for municipalities to help make sure that everybody stays safe. There's been so much snow, so much ice, in a lot of different areas that a lot of ice melt and salt has been used. And so, you know, you got to start thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And if you don't see it in a store, maybe take a look online. I'll tell you who does have it right now. Natural Alternative does have some ice melt. They have the 20-pound bags of the Natural Alternative ice melt. And I know they have those, but you're going to need to actually call and see if they have any of those shaker jugs available, because those have run down and they're not up online, but you're definitely going to need to check those out. They also have the 30-pound bags of the CMA. And you can find these online at their website, which is natural-alternative.com. Again, natural-alternative.com. And in the next couple segments, I'm really going to tell you, you know, about both of those products. We'll give you some other ideas of what you can use as an ice melt. And, you know, let's start thinking a little bit about the spring. When I was talking with Karen earlier in the week, we got to stop thinking about winter. It's become so much. So we need to start thinking spring. And her and I were just going back and forth, and we want to make sure you're safe. So I'm going to talk a bit about ice melt, but then we'll talk about some fertilizer and soil testing for the spring. And so we can get all that stuff we really don't want to hear about, but we know we need to know about out first, and then we'll get to the good stuff. Now, the good stuff is talking about fertilizer, and my favorite is the soil testing. Right? I'm a huge nerd when it comes to soil testing. I love it. I love what it gives us. And so we'll talk about that in detail in the next few segments here. And we're going to need to take a break here. If you have some questions, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff?
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Lawmakers are advancing the Service Dogs Assisting Veterans Act, which would provide federal grants to nonprofits that train and place service dogs with disabled veterans. Training a service dog can cost tens of thousands of dollars, making access difficult without financial support. Supporters say service dogs help veterans manage PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and mobility impairments while improving independence and quality of life. The bill reflects growing bipartisan recognition of service animals as a legitimate health care support. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're an online gamer or have kids who game online, one of the best things is playing and connecting with others. Unfortunately, that's also one of the risks with online gaming. A certain amount of toxicity and sometimes abusive trash talk can occur. Terry Chen is from Modulate, makers of ToxMod, a tool that keeps the chat clean.
As you know, in gaming, things can get really heated, especially in competitive spaces. There's really a fine line between good-natured trash talk and really toxic behavior that needs to be moderated. What ToxMod does is it can really escalate good or bad behavior within games in the voice chat space so that games can really help to enforce their code of conduct, whether it's like a warning or a strike or just some feedback for the player.
More is at modulate.ai.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And we started talking briefly about ice melt. And, you know, Natural Alternative does have some ice melt available right now. Like I mentioned, they have the 20-pound bags available of their Natural Alternative ice melt. This is a product that melts down to negative 16 degrees. It is best to apply this before storm happens so that it can start that melting process and help prevent snow and ice from forming a bond to your concrete or tar or pavement. Now, for really big storms or those more intense storms, you're going to actually need to reapply midway through to make cleanup easier and so that it just keeps the process going. This is a product that will not harm your pet's paws. It is safer to use around ponds, and it's gentle on lawns and vegetation when used as directed. Now, don't just go dump a bag of this on your grass, because that, no matter what kind of ice melt it is going to affect the lawn. This is something that is safe to use on a 1 year cured concrete, not something that has a short period of time. And on this one, there is essentially no shelf life. So if you get some late in the season, as long as you keep it in a dry area, and I would say enclosed, closed, no holes in it, because some of it will pull moisture. As long as you keep it stored, it'll be okay for the next season. Now, the CMA product, which is calcium magnesium acetate, that is in a 30-pound bag. It has the natural alternative ice melt has a green tinge to it. The CMA has an orange tint to it. So both, you can tell the difference right there. What CMA does is it's different than the other ice melts. This dehydrates snow and ice, and it forms into an oatmeal-like texture, making it easier to remove. Really don't expect it to work in the same manner as traditional chloride-based ice melters. This will only work down to 15 degrees, so positive 15, whereas the natural alternative ice melt is negative 16. Now, the CMA is chloride-free, which eliminates and reduces the chance of corrosion of metals. It's ideal for an area where you cannot use like salt-based ice melters, and this can be used safely on cured concrete from 30 days that's had 30 days to cure. It's also ideal for slate walkways, and this is less corrosive than tap water. Now, both of these products have an activator on them, and it helps start the melting process when precipitation starts. It also helps to reduce melting temperatures. Now, pre-treatment, as we mentioned, using either product will make it easier to remove snow and ice when it's time to get the shovel out. And best of all, both products are made in the USA. Natural Alternative does have some products still available. These storms are really putting a high demand on ice melt products. And, the salt shortage that I was mentioning, whatever Natural Alternative has left in their warehouse, they're unable to get more product this season. Now, remember to use some of this ice melt around your downspouts, where your trash cans are, the vehicles that stay outside, because those are the areas that quickly will have ice buildup and black ice. So really keep in mind where those dangerous spots are and use that to help you. Now, mentioned ice melt is in such a short supply. There's a number of other solutions that we can talk about using to help you stay safe in the weather that keeps happening. I mean, it just keeps coming. Now, I do have to take a break. We'll get back in a few, and I'll tell you some of those other options, those alternatives to ice melt. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
This
60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark is volunteering, restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes on. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets,
the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets,
the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's border peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Ever hear of smell-o-vision? You know, when a smell is triggered during a scene in a movie. Well, now there's Movie Scent, adding that extra sense of smell to your favorite flicks. Casey Bunce is from Elevated Perceptions, the makers of Movie Scent.
We've come up with a product to increase and add another level of immersion, another level of dimension to your home theater experience. We brought olfaction, the sense of smell, to your home with Movie Scent. You can literally immerse yourself in the environment that you're seeing on screen. An ocean scene or a scene on the beach. We pick up sound cues in that scene, and that's just going to trigger the ocean scent. You know, like when you walk through the beach, that salty ocean air.
Yeah.
And we actually added salt into that scent.
More is at moviescent.com. That's MOVIESCENT.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And in the last segment, we were talking a lot about the different products from Natural Alternative. Karen couldn't join me this week, and so she gave me a number of topics to discuss. And as we said, you know, some of this ice melt is in short supply out there. There are some alternatives if you can't find ice melt. Now, some of them may work, some may not. But if you're looking for, you know, some added traction, you know, use sand, gravel, non-clumping kitty litter. You could even use wood ash. And this is all going to help reduce the risks of slips and falls.
Now, some other household solutions that may also help. Vinegar or beet juice can actually aid in ice melting. A mixture of hot water, rubbing alcohol, and a small amount of dish soap can help break down some ice. Now, the frequent shoveling will prevent ice buildup before it becomes hazardous. So that's one way to prevent some of it. Now, I wouldn't say let's go for this because it tends to be more expensive, but it is an option. Now, fertilizer with high nitrogen, the urea-based, can actually melt ice. But it's one where you don't want to put too much of it down around vegetation, where overuse could really cause some damage. Now, radiant heat sources or outdoor propane heaters can provide enough warm in the area to melt snow and ice in those problem areas. You know, a couple other options for you there. Now, while these methods aren't traditional snow and ice controlling solutions, you know, prioritizing safety and preventing slips and falls is really essential to getting through the rest of this winter season. Now, slips and falls happen all the time, but did you realize how much it can cost to have a small accident end up in the hospital? It's anywhere from over $40,000 plus. A number of years ago, my mom fell on black ice. She was taking the garbage cans out. She fell and broke her back. Now, it affected what she did for 3-4 months, which she couldn't drive certain things, and the amount of doctor's visits, and the amount of work lost, right? So there's a slip or fall on ice that we can prevent is going to save you money. Now, there's a couple articles on Natural Alternatives website. One of them, and so these are on the Know and Grow Library. So the Know and Grow Library is on their website at natural-alternative. When you come to the main page on the top, look for Know and Grow Library. Look for the title, How to Use Ice Melt. Because I want to bring this up, because Natural Alternative Ice Melt, you don't need to use more. You don't need to use a lot to do what you need, right? A little goes a long way. And I believe it's 1 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet of ice melt product that you can use of the Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Right? I believe it is, I'm double checking myself as we're talking here. Yeah, it's 3 to 8 pounds. Excuse me. I said 1 to 3. It's 3 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet, that you can actually to use on your driveway. So think about this. A driveway is usually like 4 cars that it can hold. Let's call a car 12 feet each length. And width is about, we'll call it 6 feet. So let's call it 15 feet by 30 feet, right? So a regular driveway is going to be, like I said, 15 by 30. To get the simple math here, just 15 times 30 is going to tell you that's 450 square feet. Now, let's cut that in half, because the easier way here is 3 to 8 per 1,000 square feet. I said cut in half. I mean, round up to a half. So 500 square foot is the majority of driveways. Not saying all, but let's just, if you can fit 4 cars, 2 and 2, then you have about 500 square feet. And so you're going to bring that number down to 1.5 to 4 pounds per 500 square feet. So it's not a lot. It's not a lot. So that's where this article comes with how to use ice melt. I know it sounds like, well, you just put it down and it works. Well, there's a little bit more to it. Like I said, you need to figure out how much you need to use. That's going to help you keep that ice melt on your property for longer, to use it to be safe. Now, there are certain storms where you know there's a ton of snow and ice, you're probably going to put more down than that. But this is the recommended way to do it. And so, you know, really take a look at this article on their Know and Grow library. There's also another article that Karen loves to, you know, is so happy that it's out there. It's really just 35 items that you should keep in your car for winter emergencies. And it gives you a list of things here. Now, I'm not going to give you all the list here, but this is also in that Know and Grow library. It's just a safety thing to make sure you have. And I can't remember how many years ago, but there was a few years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, there was a major ice storm in, I want to say, Tennessee, North Carolina area, where people were stranded for a number of days on the highway. And so it was not ideal to not be prepared. So this is another article with some information there on their website. Really just trying to help you be prepared. As I said at the beginning here, Karen and I were talking about different ways to keep you safe during the winter months, even because we know that storms are hitting, and these are just some of those ways. Now, one other thing to be thinking about during the winter months is, you know, keeping those bird feeders filled with fresh bird seed. Now, the thing is here is with snow cover in a lot of the areas, birds can't forage for themselves. This is where we come into play. Do what you can to help feed them. If you've brought your feeders closer to the house, perfect. If not, try to put a bird feeder tray out there with some feed so that some of these birds can come to it. Try to put it in an area where it's protected, and so it's not going to have, you know, any major issues from it. You know, once you're able to get to that bird feeder, get back to it. But really think of those guys at the same time. All right. I think I'm done talking about snow, although I probably will again. It's just, you know me. Let's think about spring. Let's also think about some things we could also do inside right now with some of the products from Natural Alternative. One of those products is Protolizer. With everything that's going on, with the weather, the ups and downs, the cold temperatures, the warm temperatures, your house is fluctuating as well. Your house temperatures, you're turning the heat up higher. You're trying to make sure the house doesn't freeze, so it gets a lot warmer in there, and your indoor plants start to really enjoy that and say, hey, I'm going to start growing. We want to make sure they're taken care of, and that's where Protolizer comes in. You know, it's going to help keep them going because we're going to be opening and closing our doors. We're letting the cold air in. We're doing more heat, right? All of this will cause your plants to have stress. You know, think about this. All of us this time of year, I mean, everybody has chapped lips or dry skin. Think about that with your plants this time of year because they're feeling some of the same things. They are drying out. So this is a time frame when we actually want to use Protolizer every 2 weeks. Now, once they start showing some of these signs of stress, and they will, this will help keep it healthy. Once it's gotten to that healthy state, you can use Protolizer once a month throughout the rest of the year. But when this is happening, you really need to take a look at it and just do something for it. Now, Protolizer is not a fertilizer. It works with the nutrients that are already in the soil, and it helps bring those to the plant. You've heard me a number of times. During the winter months, I don't like you feeding your plants indoors. I don't want fertilizer on them because it doesn't make sense to try and push new growth. Unless it's a citrus, something along those lines, or even some herbs and veggies that you're growing indoors, you could use it on those. But the majority of your houseplants, you're not feeding. You're not fertilizing through the winter months. This Protolizer again, isn't fertilizer. It's something to make the plant stronger and actually work with what's already there. And so we use this fertilizer when there are some issues to help protect the plant. Now, there are a couple sizes available of fertilizer on Natural Alternatives website. There's the 6-ounce container and the 4-pound container. And it's definitely, you know, definitely useful for those plants that are stressed. But you can also use it when you're thinking about starting your seeds, right? It can help you get those seeds to establish a root system a little bit quicker. Now, this has a 3-year shelf life, and you can keep your vegetables, flowers, and ornamental plants healthy and happy throughout the season and really flourish. Now, I want to move on a little bit to soil testing. Now, ground's covered, I know, but as soon as that ground thaws, I want you to do a soil test. No matter where you are, through wherever you are in the country, I want you to do a soil test. First thing, this is when we get all the details to help you start planning that spring lawn care routine of where you need to go. Now, a lot of areas in the south are going to start fertilizing in late February, early March, really, you know, depending upon the weather and where you're located. But what you need to do is order the soil test now, for when your lawn isn't frozen. So Natural Alternatives, you go to the shop, or right at the top, it says start with a soil test. Click on that, and they're going to send you a bag. They're going to send you some information on what to do to get that soil tested. Get it now so that you can be ready when it's time to go this spring. Now, this is something that you'll hear me talk about for the next few months throughout the year, because I am a huge proponent of soil testing. And we do need to take a break. We're going to come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to, like, get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do, like, a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find, like, with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff?
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Based in St. Louis, Missouri, Dogs for Our Brave pairs veterans with rescue dogs through a holistic program focused on emotional healing and community connection. Veterans participate in training, mentorship, and group activities alongside their dogs. The program removes financial barriers and emphasizes long-term support. Veterans frequently report reduced isolation and a renewed sense of purpose. Community-based programs can complement clinical care for veterans, especially those who are tormented by their time in combat. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also call us at 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And we're talking soil tests. I know, ground's covered, but we got to think ahead. Now, if you haven't done a soil test in a few years, you really need to do it. When the ground wakes up is the best time to do it, because we're going to see what nutrients your lawn really needs. What it's also going to do is tell you what's already there. Okay? This is going to help you figure out a plan of what materials you need to use and what materials you do not need to use. Long term, this is actually going to save you money, okay? Because you're going to get on a program and use a regimented amount versus, well, I'll just throw a bag. Or, it looks bad, I'll throw three. No, that's not how it's going to work. We want to make sure you have all the material that you need to be successful, whether it be the lawn or the garden. Now, like I said, you could do it in the garden, you can do it in the lawn. You just want to make sure you have the right conditions to maximize the growth and bloom potential of your plants in the planting beds and the growth potential of your lawn. Okay? Now, some little bit of detail here. When you're sending this soil test away, make sure you identify that sample as either lawn soil or garden soil. Because if it's a garden soil, they will recommend certain ideas of where you want to go. Whereas a lawn, it'll go some other ways as well. Being specific on what type of garden you're growing as well will kind of help that lab get you the better results. And I'll tell you this. Natural Alternative, when they get the results, they read through it. Then it's usually about two or three pages of information of what they want you to do. And they'll go step by step with everything. It's not going to be like getting a soil sample done from a university. Now, you get a soil test from UMass Amherst, where, you know, a lot of people in New England will go. Probably one of the, you know, the best agricultural schools out there. You know, Stockbridge School of Agriculture, they kind of know what they're doing. But I will tell you this. Their soil tests are not great. I mean, the detail is great. They're telling you what's where, but they don't tell you what to do, really. And when they do, it's like, use 1.753 pounds of lime per 167 square feet. You're like, how do I even put that down, and what rate, and what do I do here, and when do I water, and what do I do here? It just gets confusing. Natural Alternative tells you everything you need to know. And the cool thing about it, too, if you have questions, you can either email them back or you can call them and they will answer. It's amazing, right? Now, these soil tests, again, they're kind of like blood work, right? We get our blood work done to say what's going on, what we need to fix, what can we do better. The same thing is with the soil tests. It's going to tell us everything we need to know. It's going to tell us if we need to be more acidic, more alkaline, we need more nitrogen, we need more phosphorus, potassium, there's too much magnesium, there's too much sulfur. What's going on in the soil test will tell you this. Now, if you don't get a soil test done from Natural Alternatives, that's okay. But if you have it done and you have some questions about it and you want to know what does this all mean, email me your sample, your results. I would love to read it for you and give you an idea of what you need and what you can do. I'll use a few of them as examples on air and go over them because I think it's that important. But again, if you get one done and you're looking at it and you're like, you know, Philipula, what? No. We don't want that to happen. I want you guys to be successful in the garden. Here's another thing. A couple years ago, one of our old-time listeners, Daryl, used to say to us, hey, you talk about soil samples, and I love it. But don't just get a soil sample when something bad is happening to the lawn. Get it when something good happens to you so you can know what you're doing right. Anyways, till next time, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something in. We'll talk at you next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports. You're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think
since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to, like, get it all done. But piano and violin, I can do, like, a little bit of practice each day. And then sports, we have games and practice. But I find, like, with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's Real World Leaders.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ross Taylor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reached a new high for the first time Friday, and President Trump says he's pleased about the Wall Street rebound.
The Dow just hit 50,000, 3 years ahead of schedule. They said probably couldn't be done in the four-year period. We did it in 1 year. So we're 3 years ahead of schedule, broken all-time record, 50,000, which they say couldn't happen.
Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,206 points Friday, while the NASDAQ composite rallied 2.2% at the closing bell. Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump plans to keep up the pressure on Iran.
There's a lot of different ways we can do that. Military means, financial means, economic means. But I think we want to keep the pressure on them and try to do everything we can to help the brave Iranian people who are protesting against their corrupt dictatorial regime.
Senator Cotton made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Italian police have fired tear gas at protesters clashing near a Winter Games Olympic Games hockey venue.
Italian police used tear gas and a water cannon on protesters near a Winter Olympics venue. It involved a small group of violent demonstrators at the end of an otherwise peaceful march heard here against the presence of U.S. agents, including ICE in Italy, and the environmental impact of the games. The clash occurred as protesters tried to access a highway near the Olympic ice hockey rink. I'm Julie Walker.
Savannah Guthrie has told potential kidnappers of her mother, Nancy Guthrie, that the family is prepared to pay for her safe return. The Today Show host appeared in a video on Instagram earlier today while flanked by her two siblings. The FBI says Savannah was referencing a message that was sent to the Tucson station KOLD Friday. The frantic search for the 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie has entered its seventh day. Authorities have not identified any suspects so far. More at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Poisonous death cap mushrooms have lived up to their name recently, and as Ed Donahue reports, they've killed several people in California.
The California Department of Public Health says at least three people have died. Three others have required liver transplants after eating death cap mushrooms. They are easily confused with safe edible mushrooms. There has been a lot of rain in California, and it means a bigger supply of mushrooms. Many who got medical attention suffered from rapidly evolving acute liver injury and liver failure. These people range in age from 19 months to 67 years old. Treatment is more difficult once the symptoms start. Experts say whether raw, dried, or cooked, don't eat death cap mushrooms. I'm Ed Donahue.
Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says he's stepping down 3 days after the troubled newspaper said it's laying off a third of its staff. He and billionaire owner Jeff Bezos did not participate in a meeting with staff this week. More news at townhall.com. It's a story of human kindness in Connecticut.
Firefighters came to the rescue of a swan found stuck in a frozen Connecticut river this week. Norwalk Fire Department crews donned cold water rescue suits and used ropes to carefully go out on the ice-covered Norwalk River on Tuesday. They soon found the swan's feet were frozen into the ice, and it took them about 30 minutes to free the bird and bring it to shore. Keith Peters reporting.
The 2026 Winter Games were off to a promising start for host nation Italy with gold, silver, and bronze on the first day of medal events. But it was Switzerland's Franjo van Almen who captured the first gold medal of the Milan Cortina Olympics earlier today. There were no Americans on the podium, though Lindsey Vonn impressed her second training run ahead of the women's downhill Sunday. Italian speed skater Francesca Lollobrigida won the host nation's first gold medal of the Olympics in the 3,000 meters. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra, Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady, featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Are you looking for a night of powerful music and big band swing? Join the North State Jazz Orchestra for an unforgettable concert on Sunday, February 22nd at Sequoia Middle School in Reading. From classic jazz standards to bold, modern arrangements, this is live jazz at its best, performed by some of the finest musicians in the North State. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., music starts at 7 p.m., and the energy is guaranteed. Don't miss this 40-piece North State Jazz Orchestra, February 22nd.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning, gardeners. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and we're going to be here for another hour. Do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. We have multiple ways to get a hold of us. You can call us. Our phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201.
You can also text that phone number. And then you can also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And I'd love to have you by a phone, email, text. We'll try to answer your questions the best we can. And try to help you out. I know it's winter. Mother Nature has told us it is winter. She's here to stay. And there's not a lot we can do outside in, I'd say, most of the country. I wouldn't say it's just a New England thing. There is a lot of snow in a lot of different areas this year. And Mother Nature said, you know what? I don't need a groundhog to tell me if snow is going to happen or if winter is going to be here for another 6 weeks or if spring will arrive soon. I'll tell you when I'm ready. All right. Now, speaking of that groundhog, February 2nd, Monday this year, that groundhog is going to emerge and tell us, will there be 6 more weeks of winter or will spring arrive soon? I wanted to touch base a little bit on some of the history of this because I find it kind of interesting, right? So the groundhog, it's the Pennsylvania Dutch. They were immigrants from Germany, German speaking areas out of Europe. They have a tradition of marking what's called Candlemas, which is always February 2nd. It's Badger Day, in which a badger emerges from its den and counter a sunny day, thereby casting a shadow. It heralds 4 more weeks of winter. Whereas if it doesn't see its shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. Now, there are a number of different traditions with it, but the one that we know the most in the U.S. is in Pennsylvania, in Punxsutawney, and this all began back in 1886, and We're getting close. We're not there yet, but close to 150 years with this groundhog. Now, it hasn't been the same groundhog. I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't tell you how long groundhogs live, but I know it's not 140 years. But let's kind of think about some of the things that it does, right? It's a fun little tradition that people will actually go and watch happen. It will, people will watch it on TV. You can live stream it. I know a couple of years ago, my kids were so excited to watch it that we had to, think about where are we going to make the bus or were we going to watch Punxsutawney Phil see if he made the shadow. And so, it's just a fun little tradition. But I will say this. If it sees its shadow, again, 6 more weeks of winter. If it doesn't see its shadow, we're getting spring earlier. Think of this, though. It has only happened 20 times in this history of Punxsutawney Phil that he did not see his shadow. Right? So he did not see his shadow 20 times, which meant an early spring. Every other year, it's calling for 6 more weeks of winter. Now, if you do the math, isn't it already about 6 weeks left in winter? I don't know, I digress. What's numbers going to get in the way of a good story like this? But it is a, it is funny. It is something that has just, you know, people get really excited about. I'll tell you this, if you haven't watched the celebration, watch it, because there's some, there's some dancing, there's some singing, there's huge introductions. It's a big production. It could be a Broadway musical after seeing some of these things. But, you know, it's something to be thinking about. Like I said at the beginning, Mother Nature's going to tell us when winter's over, not a groundhog. And so decide what you want. But at the end of the day, it's still 6 more weeks until the next season anyways. So we got that going for us. Anyways, had a huge discussion in the last hour about pruning. If you wanted some more information, you can download the podcast, and that comes out Monday afternoons into the evening. Just go anywhere that you would download your podcast, whether it be Apple, Spotify, and search the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a number of episodes, and they're in 2 per week. They're basically hour intervals, right? So you'll be able to download those Monday afternoon into the evening on Monday. So we're not far from spring, although it feels we are so far away. And, you know, with the amount of snow we just keep getting, I wanted to tell you, there is starting to become a shortage of salt and ice melt out there. You know, salt and ice melt, we're having a hard time seeing it. And I'll tell you, some of these vendors that produce ice melt are actually stopping production for retail and producing for municipalities to help make sure that everybody stays safe. There's been so much snow, so much ice in a lot of different areas that a lot of ice melt and salt has been used. And so, you know, you got to start thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And if you don't see it in a store, maybe take a look online. I'll tell you who does have it right now. A Natural Alternative does have some ice melt. They have the 20-pound bags of the Natural Alternative ice melt. And I know they have those, but you're going to need to actually call and see if they have any of those shaker jugs available, because those have run down and they're not up online, but you're definitely going to need to check those out. They also have the 30-pound bags of the CMA. And you can find these online at their website, which is natural-alternative.com. Again, natural-alternative.com. And in the next couple segments, I'm really going to tell you, you know, about both of those products. We'll give you some other ideas of what you can use as an ice melt. And, you know, let's start thinking a little bit about the spring. When I was talking with Karen earlier in the week, we got to stop thinking about winter. it's become so much. So we need to start thinking spring. And her and I were just going back and forth, and we want to make sure you're safe. So I'm going to talk a bit about ice melt. But then we'll talk about some fertilizer and soil testing for the spring. And so we can get all that stuff we really don't want to hear about, but we know we need to know about, out first. And then we'll get to the good stuff. Now, the good stuff is talking about fertilizer. And my favorite is the soil testing, right? I'm a huge nerd when it comes to soil testing. I love it. I love what it gives us. And so we'll talk about that in detail in the next few segments here. And we're going to need to take a break here. If you have some questions, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub gardenclub@gmail.com. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff?
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Lawmakers are advancing the Service Dogs Assisting Veterans Act, which would provide federal grants to nonprofits that train and place service dogs with disabled veterans. Training a service dog can cost tens of thousands of dollars, making access difficult without financial support. Supporters say service dogs help veterans manage PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and mobility impairments while improving independence and quality of life. The bill reflects growing bipartisan recognition of service animals as a legitimate health care support. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're an online gamer or have kids who game online, one of the best things is playing and connecting with others. Unfortunately, that's also one of the risks with online gaming. A certain amount of toxicity and sometimes abusive trash talk can occur. Terry Chen is from Modulate, makers of ToxMod, a tool that keeps the chat clean.
As you know, in gaming, things can get really heated, especially in competitive spaces. There's really a fine line between good-natured trash talk and really toxic behavior that needs to be moderated. What ToxMod does is it can really escalate good or bad behavior within games in the voice chat space so that games can really help to enforce their code of conduct, whether it's like a warning or a strike or just some feedback for the player.
More is at modulate.ai.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And we started talking briefly about ice melt. And, you know, Natural Alternative does have some ice melt available right now. Like I mentioned, they have the 20-pound bags available of their Natural Alternative ice melt. This is a product that melts down to negative 16 degrees. It is best.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is something that is safe to use on a one-year cured concrete, not something that has a short period of time. And on this one, there is essentially no shelf life. So if you get some late in the season, as long as you keep it in a dry area, and I would say enclosed, closed, no holes in it, because some of it will pull moisture. As long as you keep it stored, it'll be okay for the next season. Now, the CMA product, which is calcium magnesium acetate, that is in a 30-pound bag. It has the natural alternative ice melt has a green tinge to it. The CMA has an orange tint to it. So both you can tell the difference right there. What CMA does is it's different than the other ice melts. This dehydrates snow and ice, and it forms into an oatmeal-like texture, making it easier to remove. Really don't expect it to work in the same manner as traditional chloride-based ice melters. This will only work down to 15 degrees, so positive 15, whereas the natural alternative ice melt is negative 16. Now, the CMA is chloride-free, which eliminates and reduces the chance of corrosion of metals. It's ideal for an area where you cannot use like salt-based ice melters, and this can be used safely on cured concrete from 30 days that's had 30 days to cure. It's also ideal for slate walkways, and this is less corrosive than tap water. Now, both of these products have an activator on them, and it helps start the melting process when precipitation starts. It also helps to reduce melting temperatures. Now, pre-treatment, as we mentioned, using either product will make it easier to remove snow and ice when it's time to get the shovel out. And best of all, both products are made in the USA.
Natural Alternative does have some products still available. These storms are really putting a high demand on ice melt products. And, the salt shortage that I was mentioning, whatever Natural Alternative has left in their warehouse, they're unable to get more product this season. Now, remember to use some of this ice melt around your downspouts, where your trash cans are, the vehicles that stay outside, because those are the areas that quickly will have ice buildup and black ice. So really keep in mind where those dangerous spots are and use that to help you. Now, mentioned ice melt is in such a short supply. There's a number of other solutions that we can talk about using to help you stay safe in the weather that keeps happening. I mean, it just keeps coming. Now, I do have to take a break. We'll get back in a few, and I'll tell you some of those other options, those alternatives to ice melt. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Vietnam veteran Anthony Brocky was struggling with grief after losing both his wife and longtime pet when he met Peemer, a rescue kitten saved by U.S. soldiers overseas. Born near a military base and rescued after a wild animal attack, Peemer was cared for by soldiers who later partnered with nonprofit Paws of War. After extensive veterinary care, Peemer was placed with Brocky, where the two quickly formed a bond. Brocky says the kitten brought warmth and routine back into his life, helping him cope with loss and rediscover joy. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Ever hear of smell-o-vision? You know, when a smell is triggered during a scene in a movie. Well, now there's Movie Scent, adding that extra sense of smell to your favorite flicks. Casey Bunce is from Elevated Perceptions, the makers of Movie Scent.
We've come up with a product to increase and add another level of immersion, another level of dimension to your home theater experience. We brought old-fashioned, the sense of smell, to your home with Movie Scent. You can literally immerse yourself in the environment that you're seeing on screen. An ocean scene or a scene on the beach. We pick up sound cues in that scene, and that's going to trigger the ocean setting. Like when you walk through the beach, that salty ocean air.
Yeah.
And we actually added salt into that scent.
More is at moviescent.com. That's MOVIESCENT.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And in the last segment, we were talking a lot about the different products from Natural Alternative. Karen couldn't join me this week, and so she gave me a number of topics to discuss. And as we said, you know, some of this ice melt is in short supply out there. There are some alternatives if you can't find ice melt. Now, some of them may work, some may not. But if you're looking for, you know, some added traction, you know, use sand, gravel, non-clumping kitty litter. You could even use wood ash. And this is all going to help reduce the risks of slips and falls. Now, some other household solutions that may also help. Vinegar or beet juice can actually aid in ice melting. A mixture of hot water, rubbing alcohol, and a small amount of dish soap can help break down some ice. Now, the frequent shoveling will prevent ice buildup before it becomes hazardous. So that's one way to prevent some of it. Now, I wouldn't say let's go for this because it tends to be more expensive, but it is an option. Now, fertilizer with high nitrogen, the urea-based, can actually melt ice. But it's one where you don't want to put too much of it down around vegetation, where overuse could really cause some damage. Now, radiant heat sources or outdoor propane heaters can provide enough warm in the area to melt snow and ice in those problem areas. You know, a couple other options for you there. Now, while these methods aren't traditional snow and ice controlling solutions, you know, prioritizing safety and preventing slips and falls is really essential to getting through the rest of this winter season. Now, slips and falls happen all the time, but did you realize how much it can cost to have a small accident end up in the hospital? It's anywhere from over $40,000 plus. A number of years ago, my mom fell on black ice. She was taking the garbage cans out. She fell and broke her back. Now, it affected what she did for 3-4 months. Which you couldn't drive certain things, and the amount of doctor's visits, and the amount of work lost, right? So there's a slip or fall on ice that we can prevent is going to save you money. Now, there's a couple articles on Natural Alternatives website. One of them, and so these are on the Know and Grow Library. So the Know and Grow Library is on their website at natural-alternative. When you come to the main page on the top, look for Know and Grow Library. Look for the title, How to Use Ice Melt. because I want to bring this up, because natural alternative ice melt, you don't need to use more. You don't need to use a lot to do what you need, right? A little goes a long way. And I believe it's 1 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet of ice melt product that you can use of the natural alternative ice melt. Right? I believe it is, I'm double checking myself as we're talking here. Yeah, it's 3 to 8 pounds. Excuse me. I said 1 to 3. It's 3 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet. That you can actually to use on your driveway. So think about this. A driveway is usually like 4 cars that it can hold. Let's call a car 12 feet each length. And width is about, we'll call it 6 feet. So let's call it 15 feet by 30 feet, right? So a regular driveway is going to be, like I said, 15 by 30. To get the simple math here, just 15 times 30 is going to tell you that's 450 square feet. Now, let's cut that in half, because the easier way here is 3 to 8 per 1,000 square feet. I said cut it in half. I mean round up to a half. So 500 square foot is the majority of driveways. Not saying all, but let's just, if you can fit 4 cars, 2 and 2, then you have about 500 square feet. And so you're going to bring that number down to 1.5 to 4 pounds per 500 square feet. So it's not a lot. It's not a lot. So that's where this article comes with how to use ice melt. I know it sounds like, well, you just put it down and it works. Well, there's a little bit more to it. Like I said, you need to figure out how much you need to use. That's going to help you keep that ice melt on your property for longer, to use it to be safe. Now, there are certain storms where you know there's a ton of snow and ice. You're probably going to put more down than that. But this is the recommended way to do it. And so, you know, really, take a look at this article on their Know and Grow library. There's also another article that Karen loves to, you know, is so happy that it's out there. It's really just 35 items that you should keep in your car for winter emergencies. And it gives you a list of things here. Now, I'm not going to give you all the list here, but this is also in that Know and Grow library. It's just a safety thing to make sure you have. And I can't remember how many years ago, but there was a few years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, there was a major ice storm in, I want to say Tennessee, North Carolina area, where people were stranded for a number of days on the highway. And so it was not ideal to not be prepared. So this is another article with some information there on their website. Really just trying to help you be prepared. As I said at the beginning here, Karen and I were talking about different ways to keep you safe during the winter months, even because we know that storms are hitting, and these are just some of those ways. Now, one other thing to be thinking about during the winter months is, you know, keeping those bird feeders filled with fresh bird seed. Now, the thing is here is with snow cover in a lot of the areas, birds can't forage for themselves. This is where we come into play. Do what you can to help feed them. If you've brought your feeders closer to the house, perfect. If not, try to put a bird feeder tray out there with some feed so that some of these birds can come to it. Try to put it in an area where it's protected, and so it's not going to have, you know, any major issues from it. You know, once you're able to get to that bird feeder, get back to it. But really think of those guys at the same time. All right. I think I'm done talking about snow, although I probably will again. It's just, you know me. Let's think about spring. Let's also think about some things we could also do inside right now with some of the products from Natural Alternative. And one of those products is Protolizer. With everything that's going on, with the weather, the ups and downs, the cold temperatures, the warm temperatures, your house is fluctuating as well. Your house temperatures, you're turning the heat up higher. You're trying to make sure the house doesn't freeze, so it gets a lot warmer in there, and your indoor plants start to really enjoy that and say, hey, I'm going to start growing. We want to make sure they're taken care of, and that's where Protolizer comes in. You know, it's going to help keep them going because we're going to be opening and closing our doors. We're letting the cold air in. We're doing more heat, right? All of this will cause your plants to have stress. You know, think about this. All of us this time of the year, I mean, everybody has chapped lips or dry skin. Think about that with your plants this time of year because they're feeling some of the same things. They are drying out. So this is a time frame when we actually want to use Protolizer every 2 weeks. Now, once they start showing some of these signs of stress, and they will, this will help keep it healthy. Once it's gotten to that healthy state, you can use Protolizer once a month throughout the rest of the year. But when this is happening, you really need to take a look at it and just do something for it. Now, Protolizer is not a fertilizer. It works with the nutrients that are already in the soil, and it helps bring those to the plant. You've heard me a number of times. During the winter months, I don't like you feeding your plants indoors. I don't want fertilizer on them because it doesn't make sense to try and push new growth. Unless it's a citrus, something along those lines, or even some herbs and veggies that you're growing indoors, you could use it on those. But the majority of your houseplants, you're not feeding. You're not fertilizing through the winter months. This Protolizer, again, isn't fertilizer. It's something to make the plant stronger and actually work with what's already there. And so we use this Protolizer when there are some issues to help protect the plant. Now, there are a couple sizes available of Protolizer on Natural Alternatives website. There's the 6-ounce container and the 4-pound container. And it's definitely, you know, definitely useful for those plants that are stressed. But you can also use it when you're thinking about starting your seeds, right?
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready when it's time to go this spring. Now, this is something that you'll hear me talk about for the next few months throughout the year, because I am a huge proponent of soil testing. Now, we do need to take a break. We're going to come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to, like, get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do, like, a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find, like, with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff?
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Based in St. Louis, Missouri, Dogs for Our Brave pairs veterans with rescue dogs through a holistic program focused on emotional healing and community connection. Veterans participate in training, mentorship, and group activities alongside their dogs. The program removes financial barriers and emphasizes long-term support. Veterans frequently report reduced isolation and a renewed sense of purpose. Community-based programs can complement clinical care for veterans, especially those who are tormented by their time in combat. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs for veterans with PTSD and TBI, regularly share stories of successful veteran dog partnerships. The nonprofit rescues shelter dogs and trains them specifically to assist veterans. Veterans report reduced reliance on medication, increased confidence, and improved social engagement after completing the program. The organization also advocates for expanded federal support. It's a scalable national model that combines animal rescue with veteran suicide prevention. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also call us at 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And we're talking soil.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You really need to do it. When the ground wakes up is the best time to do it, because we're going to see what nutrients your lawn really needs. What it's also going to do is tell you what's already there. Okay? This is going to help you figure out a plan of what materials you need to use and what materials you do not need to use. Long term, this is actually going to save you money. Okay? Because you're going to get on a program and use a regimented amount versus, well, I'll just throw a bag. Or, it looks bad, I'll throw three. No, that's not how it's going to work. We want to make sure you have all the material that you need to be successful, whether it be the lawn or the garden. Now, like I said, you could do it in the garden, you can do it in the lawn. You just want to make sure you have the right conditions to maximize the growth and bloom potential of your plants in the planting beds and the growth potential of your lawn. Okay. Now, some little bit of detail here. When you're sending this soil test away, make sure you identify that sample as either lawn soil or garden soil. Because if it's a garden soil, they will recommend certain ideas of where you want to go. Whereas a lawn, it'll go some other ways as well. Being specific on what type of garden you're growing as well will kind of help that lab get you the better results. And I'll tell you this, Natural Alternative, when they get the results, they read through it. Then it's usually about two or three pages of information of what they want you to do. And they'll go step by step with everything. It's not going to be like getting a soil sample done from a university. Now, you get a soil test from UMass Amherst, where, you know, a lot of people in New England will go. Probably one of the, you know, the best agricultural schools out there. You know, Stockbridge School of Agriculture, they kind of know what they're doing. But I will tell you this. Their soil tests are not great. I mean, the detail is great. They're telling you what's where, but they don't tell you what to do, really. And when they do, it's like, use 1.753 pounds of lime per 167 square feet. You're like, how do I even put that down, and what rate, and what do I do here, and when do I water, and what do I do here? It just gets confusing. Natural Alternative tells you everything you need to know. And the cool thing about it, too, if you have questions, you can either email them back
or you can call them and they will answer. It's amazing, right? Now, these soil tests, again, they're kind of like blood work, right? We get our blood work done to say what's going on, what we need to fix, what can we do better. The same thing is with the soil test. It's going to tell us everything we need to know. It's going to tell us if we need to be more acidic, more alkaline, we need more nitrogen, we need more phosphorus, potassium, there's too much magnesium, there's too much sulfur. What's going on in the soil test will tell you this. Now, if you don't get a soil test done from natural alternatives, that's okay. But if you have it done and you have some questions about it and you want to know what does this all mean, email me your sample, your results. I would love to read it for you and give you an idea of what you need and what you can do. I'll use a few of them as examples on air and go over them because I think it's that important. But again, if you get one done and you're looking at it and you're like, you know, Philipula, what? No, we don't want that to happen. I want you guys to be successful in the garden. Here's another thing. A couple years ago, one of our old-time listeners, Daryl, used to say to us, hey, you talk about soil samples, and I love it. But don't just get a soil sample when something bad is happening to the lawn. Get it when something good happens to you so you can know what you're doing right. Anyways, till next time, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. We'll talk at you next week. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org. To learn secrets for success.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way. So much to talk about. It's the Super Bowl. It's just days away. That's the fun stuff. The other stuff is real serious, and we're going to give it to you all with perspective. Rich Lowry, editor of National Review, is going to be with us. Britt Hume standing by. Fox's best in the business, political analyst. He's going to have seen it all, and he could also put it in perspective. Right now, Tom Homan's giving a press conference, an update on the relationship between what law enforcement can do in the federal level and what they hopefully will begin to cooperate on a local level. It's been about a week since he took over, already making great progress. So before we get to Tom Homan and try to recap his remarks and Britt Hume, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
They had a chance to do something a while ago, and it didn't work out, and we did Midnight Hammer. I don't think they want that happening again, but they would like to negotiate. We are negotiating with them right now.
I just don't know what we're negotiating about. We're at a breaking point. U.S. attacked twice by Iran, yet talks will continue despite narrowing down the scope. Now it's just nuclear. They were going to talk about them financing of Hezbollah, Hamas, and all their terrorist organizations. By the way, I think an attack is inevitable. It's been coming on since 1979. We got to finish the job, Mr. President.
Number two.
So take a look here. Favorite voter ID to vote. You'll notice on all of it, it's all north of 75%. A photo ID to vote is not controversial in this country. It is not controversial by party, and it is not controversial by race.
There you go. That was Harry Enten on CNN talking about the popularity of voter ID. Seemingly both sides agree. America wants to know that their elections are legitimate, but there's dumb Democratic politicians who are pushing back against it, calling it Jim Crow 2.0. The name? Senator Chuck Schumer.
Number one.
The attacks on American citizens by masked hoodlums. If you were attacked by a masked person, you might think you were being kidnapped. You'd be justified in shooting the person to protect yourself.
Can you think of a more irresponsible statement? That's New York Congressman for at least a few more months, Jerry Nadler. You'd be justified shooting someone. The government funded for the next 2 weeks. The DHS, I guess, is going to be front and center as people try to reorganize. They are now talking about defunding the DHS in some circles, which to me is flat out insane, let alone ICE. Now, there's some reforms that are probably going to be put in place. Body cameras, I think there's no argument. Roving patrols, I think that Tom Homan is for leveling off on them. But when it comes to taking off masks, putting names on shirts, and having judicial warrants before you pursue an illegal immigrant, that's never going to fly. But where's it going to go? Brid Hume, welcome back.
Hello, Brian. Nice to talk to you.
Same here. So we can fund the government for another 2 weeks right now. What do you think's going to emerge as we try to work out some compromises on ICE and federal immigration enforcement?
Well, there'll be some adjustments in how ICE goes about these immigration arrests and deportations. Probably not very much. Broadly speaking, I think the public is on the administration's side, broadly speaking. But in terms of some of the methods that have led to deaths among people who, whatever they did, probably most people feel didn't deserve to die, there will be and have already been some changes in that. But this is a very interesting set of developments, Brian, because in a way you look at the state of Minnesota and you think this is upside down land out there.
Yes.
I mean, people are coming to enforce the law. It is their duty and responsibility to do that under the law, and they're being told to get out of the state. I mean, I don't think since the civil rights era in the 60s, when these southern politicians were trying to block the enforcement of new civil rights laws, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that since that era. And that was a remarkable time.
So Tom Homan's out now, and he's talking about drawing down 700 agents immediately. But there's also some reports that Jackie Heinrich was saying that they have agreed to give him access to prisons. Britt, you know this, and I had to be reminded of it, that it was Barack Obama that set this up with Tom Homan and Jay Johnson to be able to go into prison and say, you got some illegal immigrants, we got pinged that you made an arrest. And they said, great, hold them for us. The controversy was sometimes they had to hold them past when they were serving for whether it was shoplifting or whatever infraction. And sometimes, so they said, no, we'll come in time. As soon as you arrest them, we'll come right away. So there's not going to be any extra detainment, so you have to wait for federal officials to show up. That was the controversy. But after Donald Trump got elected and said, I want to build the wall and kick out illegals, that's when Democrats started digging in on this, and now he's back and they're digging in more.
Well, I think that the point is that he was elected again and reawakened the Never Trump movement and opposition to Donald Trump. As strong as you can make it, is the order of the day in the Democratic Party. It is what the Democratic Party base, broadly speaking, seems to want. And that is why you see these things happening under Donald Trump that didn't happen, even though they're the same thing, under other presidents. So that is really where we are. We are in a place where resist, resist, resist is the order of the day, and every Democratic politician recognizes that, and that is what they're doing.
I know. I mean, that's what's happening. You know what's interesting? Now, people were talking. We were talking about this on The Five yesterday. You know, we're back to woke. We thought woke was done with, and I don't think we are. You know, there's people now that are taking great pleasure in saying, let's defund ICE. And there's now they're going back to that chop zone from Seattle, blocking off certain blocks. They're running plates, civilians running plates to make sure that you're not an ICE agent going into neighborhoods or they won't let you in. I see that this is the same behavior, but it's not growing and being replicated and enforced by corporate America, by celebrities, by other left-wing activists. I see a difference here. Do you?
I think the politics have changed. And the only thing that accepted that within the within interior drama of the Democratic Party, these things will, you know, are thought to be popular and will get you approval within the base of the party. And of course, you know, when you're running for election in a seat that it would otherwise be safe if you're a Democrat, you don't want to be caught out appearing to cooperate with Donald Trump or his law enforcement officers in any way.
It's just, I've never seen anything like it. And we all have seen politicians that, you know, I know Democrats, Republicans would revel in pushing back against Barack Obama. I know that. And Bill Clinton, absolutely. And they turned on George Bush after initially going with him after 9/11. We watched that. But, Britt, can you compare the pushback on those former presidents with the pushback on this current president?
I think it's unmistakably more intense with this president. It's the most intense resistance I've ever seen of any president. The ones you mentioned and all the ones that came before. And partly that's because the country is legitimately deeply divided. And we're in a situation where it's very hard to get compromise on major issues because they're so dug in, their bases are so intensely emotional about these issues, and these politicians are just simply doing what getting reelected requires them to do.
So, Britt, I just want you to hear how severe some of these left-wingers are. Listen what they're calling for. Here's Congresswoman Jayapal, cut six.
I mean, the whole DHS is a creation post 9/11 that should not exist. It is way too unwieldy. It's all these agencies put together. They should not be there. Right now, they're detaining 76,000 people every night in detention centers. And 95% of them have zero criminal record. So this is something I honestly never thought I would see in the United States of America.
See, he's totally wrong on that. 70% have either waiting for their charges to be pending, or they've been convicted of a crime already. I'm not sure about the 70, how many people are in detention, but there's a reason.
Hello.
Yeah, Britt, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
just,
is a reason. I'm sorry. There is a reason. The reason is, well, first and foremost, the reason is that these people came here legally and in doing so committed a crime. It is a misdemeanor to be here illegally, but it is a crime. So for them to say there's no criminal record, what I guess they mean to say is that they have not committed any further crimes once they got here. And of course that's a piece of this, Brian, that has to be kept in mind, which is, you know, there's a large category of illegal immigrants who are here who have lived peacefully, worked hard, paid taxes, been good neighbors, and are very much liked in their communities. And to see them swept up in these immigration raids and hauled away, sometimes hauled away from their families or even with their families, can be a heartbreaking sight. And that is something the administration needs to deal with. It has been said by this administration over and over again that they're doing the worst first, and maybe they are. But as a matter of politics, people broadly favor the deportation of illegal immigrants, but when they see these pitiable sights of people that they know and have no fear of and, you know, may even like very much, hauled away suddenly, that touches people's hearts.
So, true. Let's go to Iran. Britt, I can almost see you doing stand-ups for ABC News talking about the hostage crisis. I can almost remember this has been a problem when Ronald Reagan and Oliver North signing Bibles to them, and they've been a problem. The Khobar Towers and what they did to hurt our actions in and kill our people directly with EFPs and other things in Iraq. And now we have Iran, who took out our drone when Trump term one and rocketed Saudi Arabia that we didn't really react to, but we took out Soleimani. And then we had that operation that blew up and set back their nuclear program. And now I think we're heading towards a confrontation. Yesterday, a U.S. Carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, shot down a drone 500 miles away that was heading our direction. It would have been a Shahid 139, which is a one-way drone, which means it's there to blow something up. And then they tried to take a civilian tanker. It did refuse to be pulled over, and then the Navy came to rescue it. This doesn't seem like a country afraid to confront us or convince we will. Where do you think this is heading?
Well, in my view, is it's probably heading for military action by the United States, simply because the president has kind of gotten out on a limb on this. The warnings he gave to Iran before this massacre of civilian protesters, the things he said, that help is on the way to the protesters, and then the massacres occurred, and he didn't do anything, at least not yet. And then that's been followed by this huge buildup of military assets in the region, such that massive destruction could be visited on Iran. And Iran's trying to get out of it by saying, well, we'll negotiate with you about our nuclear program. A nuclear deal, a new nuclear deal, is not going to help the people of Iran very much. All it will do is forestall U.S. military action. So I don't think it's going to work for the Iranians. I don't think there'll be a deal available. I don't know, and I don't think they've shown any signs anyway that they're willing to accede to the administration's demands. So that leaves the president where he kind of has to act, or he's going to look weak in the deterrence of other enemies that he may have created by the actions in Iran earlier, and particularly by the recent capture of Maduro, would be lost if he backed away on Iran. So I think he'll have to do it.
And so, Brit Hume, there's also the chaos of how these talks were supposed to take place, trilateral talks, on the urgency of Turkey. It was going to be Jared Kushner representing us along with Witkoff. All right. And then out of nowhere, Iran says, we're going to change who's representing us, we're going to change locations and formats. We're only talking about one thing, and that's the nuclear program. We're not talking about financing of proxy groups or anything else. Really? So I guess we're going to pursue it. But like you said, if we walk out with a nuclear deal that no one believes that they're going to fulfill, that to me is not something we should even be thinking of. I sense, just judging by President Trump's pattern, they were buying more time to get THAAD missiles, Patriot missiles, and maybe more intelligence in place to see what type of attack we actually want to do.
Yeah, and it's a challenge to figure out an attack that would not completely destroy the country, but would take down the regime. You know, we've done some remarkable things lately militarily. But this is a significant challenge. But I think in the end, it's going to happen.
You know, why do you think, Brit, that we have about five Gulf states, Arab nations, that are rivals, if not enemies, with Iran, urging us not to act? Are we to believe they mean this, or is that for public consumption? What do you think?
I think they generally are worried about a retaliation in the region from Iran. And Iran can't really do much to the United States for all of its bluster, but it can hit targets in that region, our allies and friends. And they're worried that when the retaliation comes for any U.S. military action, it will be against them because they can't hit the U.S. So I think their worry is real, which is why I think, as you point out, these anti-missile systems are something we're trying to put in place over there.
All right. Well, we'll see how this goes. Brit Hume, thanks so much. Always great. Exciting times.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brian. God bless you, buddy.
Yeah, back at you. And Brits knows it. He knows this is the country taking shots at us for 40 years. 40 years. I mean, back in the day when there was just 6 and 11 o'clock news and nobody, you know, no one was watching CNN unless it was a war. This would be the lead story almost every day. That and then Saddam Hussein and his nuclear weapons and trying to fool the inspectors. And then you just say, well, how long does this go on? This is a president that says no longer, no longer Venezuela, Cuba, you're on the clock, and we're not going to take it. We're not going to take this anymore when it comes to Iran. I don't think there's any way the president's not acting within 2 weeks. Tom Holman's still giving his presser. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Listen carefully. Silver prices have experienced a historic surge, breaking above the $100 per ounce threshold for the first time, and industry experts predict silver could climb even higher. It's not too late for you to benefit from the surge in silver. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Debt is rising, currencies are under pressure, and investors are looking for real assets, not paper promises. That's why so many Americans are turning to physical gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Historically, when silver starts moving, it can move fast and aggressively. This isn't about guessing tops or bottoms. It's about understanding risk and positioning before momentum accelerates. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Are you struggling with hearing loss? Do friends and family complain that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to repeat themselves? If you want to hear clearly again, but don't want a bulky hearing aid that makes you look old, you need to try Atom X by Audion Hearing. The Atom X is a life-changing breakthrough, precisely designed by top audio engineers, fits comfortably in your ear, is nearly invisible, and lets you adjust your sound so you can hear conversations clearly. At home, at dinner, or on the go. And right now, you can try the Atom X risk-free for 45 days. Call Audion Hearing now at 800-741-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a 45-day risk-free home trial with free shipping and money-back guarantee. The Atom X is lightweight, rechargeable, practically invisible, and costs 90% less than prescription hearing aids. Don't miss out. Call 800-741-HEAR for complete details. That's 800-741-4327. Hearing for everyone. Audion here.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man on Long Island, New York is accused of lying in wait at his estranged wife's home before killing her with a lethal cyanide mix that seared her lungs. Prosecutors in Nassau County, New York say 53-year-old Asif Qureshi busted into his former home after his estranged wife, Alina, left to drop the couple's kids off at school on October 17th. When she returned, they say he jumped from the shadows and suffocated her by putting a rag soaked in cyanide to her mouth, searing her lungs as she took her last breath. The prosecutors then says Qureshi left her body out for the children to discover. The couple's 17-year-old daughter received a phone call that afternoon telling her her mother never picked up her little sister from school, sending cops to the family home. Police tied Qureshi to the scene thanks to surveillance video, and he was arrested October 23rd. Last week, he pleaded not guilty to the murder. He'll be back in court February 18th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Flu cases in the U.S. hitting their highest levels since the late 90s as a new super variant continues to spread around the country. The CDC estimating more than 11 million cases so far this flu season, some 30 states in the top tier for flu activity. The agency says flu cases increased by 33% Christmas week between December 20th and December 27th. The flu putting about 120,000 people in the hospital so far, already killing about 5,000. Doctors say many of the cases are linked to a highly contagious strain called subclade K, which was not part of this year's flu shot. The CDC says the number of people getting a flu shot is in line with previous years. In the most recent data released before mid-December, health officials say about 40% of Americans had a flu shot. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Given this increase, as far as what I saw yesterday with the roadblocks being set up, you're not going to stop ICE. you're not going to stop Border Patrol. The only thing you're doing is irritating your community and want to go get groceries or pick their children up or whatever. I talked to the chief of police, and he committed to taking swift action on those illegal roadblocks. They're illegal, and we shouldn't tolerate them. Again, a complete drawdown is going to depend on cooperation, continued cooperation of local and state law enforcement.
So, by the way, that is Tom Holman. His press conference still active right now. He has one of his things he said, yeah, we notice that they're doing. Certain neighborhoods are taking it upon themselves to screen out who gets in and out. Do you believe this? Setting up their own roadblocks. And one thing he just said, you're not going to stop ICE or you're going to stop Border Patrol because you're going to set up and decide if an SUV is going to pass through here. No, you're all going to be arrested. And your cars are going to be destroyed if they're blocking it. And you're not going to be, I think it's illegal to run plates on people unless you're a law enforcement person. You're running plates to find out if this is a law enforcement person in that black SUV? Really? Meanwhile, Tom Holman made it clear he's going to take down. He says, I like the progress we're making. Well, I'm going to take out 700 ICE officers. Okay, 700 agents got to go. They're going to go elsewhere. They're going to go to Maine. They're going to go to other places. They're going to go to West Virginia, 650 arrests last weekend. These are all illegal immigrant criminals. Some of the 9 million minimum that got here, let alone the gotaways, are like 2.5 million. Those are people that are so determined to get here and probably doing something illegal that they didn't even want to go across the border, even though they could all have to do is say, I feel under threat in El Salvador, and you get to stay. No remain in Mexico. You come, you show, you got in. And still they're saying, I want to sneak in. Those are the people that Tom Holman's arresting. And he's going to be more focused under Tom Holman than Kristi Noem was on people who have violated the law as opposed to just came here illegally. Not saying that they're not eventually going to go. But the roving patrols that they've been accused of, if they did exist, I'm not sure they did, they're not happening now. But 700 agents coming out, and they say they're getting cooperations with local law enforcement, which is a big, big change, and that's great. Rich Lowry next.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is House Call for Health. Flu cases in the U.S. hitting their highest levels since the late 90s as a new super variant continues to spread around the country. The CDC estimating more than 11 million cases so far this flu season, some 30 states in the top tier for flu activity. The agency says flu cases increased by 33% Christmas week between December 20th and December 27th. The flu putting about 120,000 people in the hospital so far, already killing about 5,000. Doctors say many of the cases are linked to a highly contagious strain called subclade K, which was not part of this year's flu shot. The CDC says the number of people getting a flu shot is in line with previous years. In the most recent data released before mid-December, health officials say about 40% of Americans had a flu shot. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
from around the world.
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headlines Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a 2-1.
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes the Dean's List for helping a young girl in Florida battling brain cancer. 2-year-old Lila has been fighting stage 4 cancer. Her mom, Caitlin, posted a video of her daughter in the hospital watching a video of Taylor Swift, and you can hear Lila say, "My friend." Miss Swift somehow saw the sweet clip and responded by donating $100,000 to a GoFundMe for Lila and left the comment, "Sending the biggest hug to my friend Lila. Love, Taylor." Caitlin was overwhelmed with gratitude and was in shock after she read the message and saw the donation. She wrote, quote, "I cannot thank you enough. I'm truly in shock. This means we don't have to worry about anything other than Lila. Truly such a blessing. Thank you, Taylor Swift." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Given this increase in unprecedented collaboration, and as a result of the need for less law enforcement officers to do this work in a safer environment, I have announced effective immediately we will draw down 700 people effective today. 700 law enforcement personnel.
All right, those long pauses make me want to pause to make sure he's not going to keep speaking. But a very composed, calm Tom Homan, very pleased these the borders are. And he was brought into Minneapolis to quiet things down, settle things down. And it looks as though they have allowed access to for federal agents, Border Patrol, ICE, FBI, to work in the jail system, get access to those who are being detained who are here illegally that have committed crimes. That's the way it's always been. They weren't doing that, and now they are. He credited the mayor and governor and sheriffs, local sheriffs, for now cooperating in a very positive way. So they've left 2,000. They're taking down 700. And people can go in their sub-zero weather and they can set up their own barriers. But I've Tom Homan said, we're just going to take them down. It's not going to stop us. But if you continue to do it, we're never going to leave, essentially. Rich Lowry joins us now, editor of National Review. Rich, pretty, that's a lot of newsworthy. That's a newsworthy press conference.
Yes, I think, Brian, he was sent there to declare victory and go home, or declare victory and ease up. And hopefully there's actually some victory. So if he's right that he's getting more cooperation from city and county jails. That's great. And if they've knocked off a lot of people from the targets, which target list, which I assume they have, they've been there for a while now in force, and you can draw down, great. And but clearly, Trump did not want a confrontational approach anymore, and Homan has been there to try to calm the waters. And if you can get some progress as well, that's all to the good.
Well, we know too. We got 2 weeks to work out some type of reforms. They say with enforcement, with DHS, with the immigration arm. Well, what does Chuck Schumer want? He wants the masks off. He wants the names on every single officer. He wants people to be able to see it. Number two, three, he wants body cameras. That's already done. Number four, he says, I want an end of roving patrols and judicial warrants for any person who's going to be arrested. The warrants, to me, is a non-starter. What do you think?
Total non-starter. I think everything's a non-starter, basically, except for me, for the body cameras, which they're going to do anyway and will vindicate ICE overwhelmingly the same way they have the cops. And if they don't overwhelm ICE, vindicate ICE, we want to know, right? Everyone, there's a public interest in knowing. So body cameras off for them. Identification, yes. I don't think these guys always are very careful about making sure their numbers can be seen and people can take pictures of them and whatever. But names, no. Unmasking, no. End of roving patrols, no. And the judicial warrants for administrative warrants would basically kneecap interior enforcement. So that's a hard no. So I don't know whether there's going to be, how much of a deal there's going to be here. We just, you know, Democrats now kind of have Republicans a little bit over a barrel because they really don't want to fund DHS, right? Whereas Republicans do. Now there are other things involved like TSA, and that'll be a pain point the way it was during the first shutdown. But I think most of these demands are, we just can't give in.
No, I hear you. So Senator Lindsey Graham in the Oval Office yesterday made it clear on the search warrants he agrees with you. Cut three.
No, it makes no sense. If we have to get a search warrant to get 15 million people out, Schumer's telling me he doesn't want them out. It's the most ridiculous idea. They do have some good ideas, I think. But I've got a better idea. It's your idea. In sanctuary cities. On immigration, I know what I'm talking about. I've got the scars to prove it. They're playing, y'all are playing like Biden didn't exist. Y'all won't tell the American people about Lake and Riley. It's a one-sided debate.
So, and he was obviously emotional, and he gets ticked off when people pretend as if the president's walking around scooping up children, American children, who just want to go to first grade. And I actually heard Senator Chris Murphy say that they're tear gassing kids in school.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that one, the source of that one, a tear gas canister was released like somewhere near a school, you know, right. When there was some unrest. So almost all of that is just myth and urban legend and lies. And on the administrative warrants, this is the way ICE has operated for decades. And if it's a warrant for removal, by the way, there's always been an enormous judicial process to get that final order of removal that you're going to enforce. And I don't think there's a case for any illegal immigrant staying here. There's certainly not a case for anyone who's gone through the entirety of the process. All their claims have been denied, and a judge has said, go home, and you haven't gone home. In that instance, obviously, we should go pick you up and send you home.
I thought so. It's a fascinating debate on voter ID. You know, I keep seeing these polls. It's never been the number one talking point. So I always thought to myself, this is kind of interesting. Voter ID. It doesn't seem like minorities, you know, they aren't taking it like Chuck Schumer. They're not saying we want voter ID to make sure you don't vote. We just want to make sure you are who you say you are. And people say, well, that's because minorities, working class, don't really have ID. Everybody's got ID. And I said to myself, this is an argument. I never thought it was a priority. I always think, you know, when the election comes up, I go, wouldn't it be great if everybody just mandated voter ID? Well, that's what they want to do with the SAVE Act, and that's what they're trying to get passed in the House. And I thought this was really interesting to turn up on CNN is this guy, Howard Enten, who does all the poll stuff. He's very flamboyant. And he said this about where the country is on voter ID, cut 14.
What are we talking about here? So take a look here. Favor voter ID to vote. Look, I got all this polling on the screen going back since 2018. You'll notice on all of it, it's all north of 75%, 76%, 76%, 76%, 81%, and then 83% in the last year of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj. They favor photo ID to be able to vote. But even 71% of Democrats favor photo ID to vote. 85% of white people favor it. 82% of Latino. 76% of black Americans favor it. So the bottom line is this. Voter ID is not controversial in this country. A photo ID to vote is not controversial in this country. It is not controversial by party, and it is not controversial by race. The vast majority of Americans agree with Nicki Minaj.
So that, those numbers are, it's not 47%. This is overwhelming. So Chuck Schumer came out, and I can play it for you. He says it's Jim Crow 2.0. Come on.
That's what their voice said. And look, if someone doesn't have a photo ID, you know what we need to do? Get that person a photo ID because they can't participate in American life fully. Leave aside voting. There's so many others. They can't go into an office building in Manhattan, right?
No.
They can't board a plane.
Can't work for Uber Eats.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. So we need, everyone has photo ID, and there's no evidence anywhere where we have voter ID, which is most states in the union, that is suppressed voting. It's just completely made up, and they just, one, believe that in the convenience theory of voting, like if it takes you 2 seconds to bring out a photo ID, that's going to discourage you from voting, and it's just not. And they just believe everything Republicans propose is Jim Crow 2.0.
So when we look right now at where you're at politically, it looks like Republicans have outraised Democrats, but for the most part, in the generic ballot, Democrats have a 6-point advantage almost every poll. And you saw what happened in Texas on that state race. I know there's some things that are just a one-off, but other things, there's got Republicans worried about Texas and the Senate race. Do you think Republicans have a right to be worried about the Senate race in Texas?
I think if everything breaks exactly the wrong way for Republicans, yeah. If it's a Democratic wave, I'm not sure it's going to be a wave. I think they're certainly going to win the House. But if there's a Democratic wave and, you know, a poisonous runoff on top of the poisonous primary we've seen so far on the Republican side, Ken Paxton rather than John Cornyn, who's the incumbent and quite entrenched, and Jasmine Crockett, you know, performs better than you might expect, yeah, then it could get close. It's hard to see that the Democrats would actually win that seat. That is, you know, a five-alarm fire around the country if that happens. But it could be close, you know, could be a race Republicans have to spend a lot of money on, which they don't want to do.
So let me bring you to the next phase. There's John Cornyn says he's going to call the president today, and he hasn't talked to him in a while. They don't have a problem. He doesn't have a problem with John Cornyn. He's friends with Ken Paxton and Wesley Hunt. Mm-hmm. I think he's a superstar. I'm not sure this is the right time to run for Senate. But does the president want to get the guy that's polling the best against both Democrats and just endorse Senator Cornyn like he had to alienate Scott Brown and go for John Sununu in New Hampshire, even though he's friends with Scott Brown?
He occasionally makes these really practical choices where it's not where his heart would go. It's where his head is, and I think that's the case Cornyn has to make. I would say the odds are against him succeeding. But he should try. Trump's endorsement matters a lot in these
Wait a second. You don't think that Senator Cornyn will succeed in a win, or you don't think he'll succeed in getting his endorsement?
And getting Trump's endorsement.
Interesting. I think if his pollster tells him that Cornyn gives him the best chance, I think he would do it. I think he's a little worried about that. I was struck by this on the left. James Carville weighed in on who he thinks has got the advantage in 2028. Listen to this, cut 23.
If I were like betting the Kentucky Derby and I saw this 12-1 horse and I said, yeah, I want to get a price, I'd take J.B. Pritzker.
Really? Why?
Well,
not Kamala Harris? She's black.
She has no chance.
Why not?
Because no Democrat wants anything to do with anybody that had anything to do with 2024. Just win. They don't. If we nominate two white males, no one's going to give a
He says Governor Pritzker spends all his time in South Carolina in black churches. I mean, to me, I want to hear what you have to say, Rich. What do you think?
Well, one, what he was saying is not that necessarily he's a favorite, right? It's just that he's a good medium shot bet if you're looking for that kind of money. And he might be right about that. I can see how people like Gavin Newsom. I don't like him. I don't see what the appeal of J.B. Pritzker is at all. I just don't get it. Now, James Carville knows much more about Democratic politics than I am, but I'm skeptical of that one. Well, he's absolutely right, of course, is Kamala Harris, who's leading in a lot of the polls, not having a chance. I think that's name ID, and no one's going to want to go down that road again.
Yeah, I just think that Gavin Newsom got really called out
I think it was Vanity Fair when they just said Gavin Newsom's got problems. And they spelled out all that he's done on homeless, the train to nowhere, the fact that his state is losing more people than gaining for the first time in generations. And he talked about what's going on with the budget deficit that they had, what's going on with energy. There's like 12 things that have gone south since he took the job. And that's where, if I'm Ro Khanna, if I'm Pritzker, if I'm Mayor Pete, if I'm Governor Shapiro, he doesn't get out of the primary.
Yeah, you might be right. It's just difficult for those guys to make that kind of case against California, because California is their model of governance. See, he hasn't done anything that those guys also don't support. It's just he's actually had authority in a major state and helped ruin it because of those policies. So, yeah, I think in a general, his record be an enormous millstone around his neck. I'm not quite sure in the primary.
Interesting. I thought, you know, if I'm going against him, I'm running it like I'm a Republican. I mean, because what you say is what you've done is giving illegal immigrants health care. Do you think Democrats are still proud of that?
I do. I think standing on a debate stage, when they're asked to raise their hands, they'll all raise their hands again the way they always do. I think they've kind of learned nothing. At least they'll admit publicly. They won't admit publicly that they've learned anything, whether it's trans or the border.
Lastly, just real quick on Iran, I think it's inevitable we're going to hit them. And I hope, and we're thinking it through, because you got to be smart, especially in the Middle East. But there's no way I want to do a nuclear deal with Iran.
Oh, yeah. Now, what is asked is, of course, is much bigger than nuclear, right? It's missiles and give up your proxies, basically.
But they've narrowed down the scope. That's not on the table.
Oh, they have? Okay.
Yeah.
That was just nuke. Yeah, I don't trust them. You know, I don't trust any nuclear deal. If I'm the Iranians, though, I string this along. I make as many concessions that I can pull back. You know, hopefully J.B. Pritzker is president in 29 if you're Iran, rather than J.D. Vance or another Republican, and just play for time. So we'll see.
I don't think J.D. Vance is reluctant to do anything, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I think Trump's the guy. And do I think we're going to wait 2.5, three more years? No way. This has been a problem, Rich, my entire adult life.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, 1979, they've been killing our people.
Yeah, this is the most anti-American regime on earth. This is part of it. The reason it exists is part of its founding myth is we're the great Satan. So the way Trump has focused on this and gotten them on their back heels is extraordinary.
I love to see it. And I also love that Argentina is kicking out China, and China's going, okay, we'll switch to Uruguay. Good luck with Uruguay. Mm-hmm. So we got Venezuela back, Colombia back. It looks like Argentina back. Panama, we kicked them out of the canal. And by the way, I think that Cuba, I do agree with the president, within a year, they got to go. We pressured Mexico to let them wither. Just bring humanitarian aid, no more oil. So there's a lot of stuff going on, Rich. These are persistent problems we always debate, you write about. The president's addressing all of them, even if it's not appreciated in the polls.
Yep, totally.
Rich Lowry.
The ambition's been amazing.
And read about it in the National Review. Rich Lowry, thank you. Back in a moment.
Thanks, Frank.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
be honest. The hearing aid industry is broken. Overpriced clinics, pushy appointments, bills of $5,000 or more. That's the trap they hope you fall into. Don't let it happen. Audion Hearing is the escape. Their FDA-registered hearing aids cost just a fraction of the big brands, starting at only $98. Instead of paying as much as $5,000 plus all the doctor appointments and wasted time, you get what you need with no prescriptions, no office visits, no time wasted, and no crazy price tag. Call 800-885-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R. Audion's cutting-edge devices are rechargeable, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. Try them risk-free for 45 days with lifetime support and real human help just a phone call away. Over 1 million people have already said yes to Audion Hearing. Join them. Don't let them take advantage of you. Break free from the trap. Call now. 800-885-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a very special offer. 800-885-HEAR or 800-885-4327.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. For more than 10 days, a manhunt for the person responsible for killing an Ohio dentist and his wife gripped the community, and now the woman's ex-husband has been arrested and charged with murder. Police say 39-year-old Monique Tepe and her husband, 37-year-old Spencer Tepe, were shot sometime between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. December 30th in the upstairs of their home in Columbus. Their two kids and Golden Doodle were unharmed. Michael David McKee, a 39-year-old doctor from Chicago, and Monique's ex-husband was arrested over the weekend. The two were married for about 2 years before divorcing in 2017. Almost a week after the Tepes were killed, police released surveillance video showing a person of interest walking down an alley near the couple's home. Columbus investigators say they tracked a vehicle that went to the couple's neighborhood and then Illinois and identified McKee as the owner of the car. Police have yet to identify a motive for the murders. The murders came a month for the Tepes' five-year anniversary. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. This is Fox on Justice. The footprint was small, but the fraud was enormous. According to the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley, two Boston bodega owners turned a program designed to feed families into a multi-million dollar criminal enterprise.
The only thing convenient about these stores was how easy it was to commit SNAP benefit fraud.
Prosecutors say the men trafficked nearly $7 million in food stamp benefits. 74-year-old Antonio Bonaire, a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Haiti, redeemed $6.8 million in benefits starting in 2022. 21-year-old Saul Alisme, a legal permanent resident also from Haiti, redeemed more than $120,000 starting in May of this year. Both men are charged with a single count of food stamp fraud, arrested last month. The Trump administration is vowing a nationwide crackdown on fraud. Molly Line, Fox News.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If it comes down to me taking out myself and my kids versus us being taken and harmed by ICE, like, God help me, I did not want to do it. This is not the life I wanted. But that is a very dark thought that I've had. Death would be a easier out than for my children to be taken and harmed by these pedophiles.
Okay. This is the type of insanity that this is what we're getting out of Minneapolis and probably some other pockets in other major cities. They actually want America to believe that mass ICE agents are grabbing women and children and sending them out of the country. It's illegal immigrant criminals. Worse first, people have overstayed their visa, snuck in illegally, phony asylum claims, things that have not held up. They're the ones being targeted. Once in a while, out of the 9 million that are here illegally, there might be somebody here with papers at work that could get caught up in the system. But no one's grabbing children. Last time, I'll just tell you, the 5-year-old has a father. The father here illegally didn't show up for his court case according to reports. They went to grab him. He ran, leaving the kid by himself. They knocked on the door to bring the 5-year-old to the woman inside. She refused to open the door, wouldn't take them. Neighbors said, we'll take them, but they're not allowed to just go hand kids off to neighbors. even if that really is a neighbor and that's really a place that you should be, you're not allowed. Do you think about that? You're an agent. You go into a neighborhood you know nothing about to get an illegal immigrant. You're looking at, you don't know if the person's dangerous or not. So you go to grab them. They leave. They run. You chase them down. The kid's left. And then a woman walks up to you and says, I'll take the kid. I'm pretty sure to give that kid up is one of the stupidest things you can do as a human, let alone as an officer. So now they're saying children are afraid. Why are they afraid? Because of you. And by the way, if you want kids that were scared, the whole Don Lemon choreographed videoed raid, they were going up to children screaming in their faces. First, they went across the street where the daycare was, saying their parents are Nazis. We don't care about those kids. In fact, Don Lemon's reporting says sometimes protests are uncomfortable. Really? Okay. Sometimes when your dad's here illegally and committed a crime, it leaves the children uncomfortable. That's what happens. I'm sure that a lot of people are in prison right now were arrested in front of their families, sadly.
Listen carefully. Silver prices have experienced a historic surge, breaking above the $100 per ounce threshold for the first time. And industry experts predict silver could climb even higher. It's not too late for you to benefit from the surge in silver. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Debt is rising, currencies are under pressure, and investors are looking for real assets, not paper promises. That's why so many Americans are turning to physical gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Historically, when silver starts moving, it can move fast and aggressively. This isn't about guessing tops or bottoms. It's about understanding risk and positioning before momentum accelerates. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Majority Leader John Thune supports the Trump administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian government.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
Senator Thune was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The 2026 Winter Games are off to a promising start for host nation Italy, with gold, silver, and bronze on the first day of medal events. Spectator Grant Edson says he's looking forward to the Games.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point, a celebration of Milan as a host, and...
Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, were in attendance as well. President Trump has endorsed Nexstar Media Group's $6.2 billion purchase of broadcast rival Tegna. John Scott has the details.
The companies operate independently of the large broadcast networks such as ABC and NBC. In September, Nexstar, along with Sinclair Broadcast Group, suspended Jimmy Kimmel's ABC Late Night Talk Show for about a week after Kimmel's comments on the assassination of Christian conservative leader and activist Charlie Kirk. John Scott reporting.
As Super Bowl Sunday approaches, the battle off the field for advertisers to win over 120 million plus viewers will be just as heated as the rivalry on the field. Dozens of advertisers are pulling out all the stops for Super Bowl 60. They're hoping that audiences tuning in will remember their brand names as they stuff their ads with celebrities ranging from Kendall Jenner to George Clooney, and of course the tried and true ad icons like the Budweiser Clydesdales. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Amazon sales surged 14% during the fourth quarter, helped by strong holiday spending and a better-than-expected growth in its prominent cloud computing unit. Bob Agnew has more.
All the booming business was not enough to offset anxiety for some investors. Shares fell more than 11% in after-hours trading on Thursday, as investors appeared to be spooked by the Seattle-based tech company's plans to increase its capital spending by nearly 60%, or $200 billion, as it sees opportunities in artificial intelligence, robots, semiconductors, and satellites. The company's fourth quarter profits also were slightly below analyst projections. Bob Agnew reporting.
Seeing whether Lindsey Vonn can contend for a medal in the Olympic downhill at age 41 with a titanium replacement in her right knee was already going to be one of the highlights of the Milan-Cortina Olympics. Add in now that she'll be competing in tomorrow's race with a completely ruptured ACL. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There appears to be a new financial bright spot for foreign aid groups.
A division of the U.S. Agency for International Development, eliminated by the Trump administration cuts last year, was reborn Thursday as an independent nonprofit. Some of the leaders and staff who worked at the Development Innovation Ventures Division of USAID will continue their work through the new independent nonprofit DIV Fund. They've raised $48 million from two private funders. Congress recently allocated $50 billion for various foreign assistance funds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump in Washington Wednesday about the U.S. talks with Iran. Iran's foreign minister threatened U.S. military bases in the region a day after indirect discussions in Oman. Netanyahu's office said today the prime minister believes that negotiations must include limiting Iran's ballistic missiles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, around the world. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, Shannon Bream's going to be joining me, and it's going to be great. We're following this new news coming out of Washington right now. The Justice Department announced they arrested one of the suspects involved in the Benghazi hit that killed Americans. And just goes to show you, this FBI is relentless. They're pulling up the America's most wanted and the world's most wanted, and they're bringing them to justice. We're not going to forget, and that's what it is. Kash Patel has made it clear. The Attorney General has made it clear. They're there to fight crime, and they're to be cops, and that's what they're doing. I'll have more on that in a second, but it's my privilege to bring onto the show, for the first time ever, the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, whose documentary I saw last night. I was going to see it when it eventually, but when I found out that the First Lady was going to come on today, I said, I'm going to the theater. I went with my son and wife. You know, the place was packed, and we loved it. And joining us now, the First Lady, Melania, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
First off, you look so natural in front of the camera. I'm just wondering what led to you saying to yourself, because a lot of people have so many questions about you, what made you say to yourself, I'll do this. I'm going to show 20 days leading up to this historic inauguration. Whose idea was that?
It was my idea. After I solidified my creative concept, my agent pitched the idea to all of the platforms from Amazon, MGM, Disney, Paramount, Netflix, and I decided and selected MGM because of several reasons, including but not limited in the fact that the company was willing to launch my film in theaters only. So we have a great success, and I'm very proud of it.
You should be. And I loved it, too. And this, my wife really loved it, and especially the beginning. You talk a lot of fashion. You talked about the detail needed, and you know, you talked not only about how, you know, you want the First Lady to look great, but also because you think it's important for America to have this type of detail when it comes to an historic event like the inauguration. Could you explain that mindset?
Well, in the film, it's unprecedented and historic and cinematic. And I'm proud to share those never seen scenes before, moments from my life, including my family and business, during the time frame of 20 days leading up to the U.S. presidential inauguration. It is a historic event. I believe Americans and people all over the world should witness the incredible amount of planning and work required me doing it and to become from private citizen to become a First Lady.
Your husband pulled out the biggest upset in election history the first time around, and that was sudden. Can you explain the build-up to the first inauguration as opposed to this one, as you become the most experienced First Lady from obviously something brand new to you in this world, in the political world?
It was very different the first time than now the second time. I was never in politics the first time. I always was interested in politics in private, and I followed the world news and what's going on in the world, but I was never in the politics. The second time now, we already know what position I need to take and hire the people to work for my East Wing office, because they're working for me, but they also work for American people. I'm very action-oriented this time around. I have a mission, and we had a great success for the last year already in my office. As I champion for Take It Down Act, it was signed into a new law that enhanced federal online protections for children from online deepfakes. I had I led executive order on fostering the future for foster children, as well as presidential artificial intelligence challenge. Secured $30 million for foster children and housing for them. I also reunified children from Ukraine, from Russia, and bring children and families together. I'm very proud of my work.
Should be. Melania, growing up, did you always want to come to this country? What was your view of America when you were in Eastern Europe? And what is your view of it once you got here? establish yourself here and now go to the highest office in the country. Could you tell us what you thought America was and what you know it is now?
When I grew up, I always looked into America as, a prosperous country and a country of freedom. And I had a beautiful childhood, but my career brought me here. I lived in Milan and Paris and arrived in New York in 1996 and loved it from the minute I arrived. I established my life here, met my husband, and, step by step, you never know where the life will take you. But we are all very positive and hardworking people. I knew my husband was very passionate about this country. And here we are, the second time in the White House.
And when you think about, people talk about what the president went through, but what about you? One minute they're raiding your house, and next minute they're putting your husband on trial, they're indicting him, they convicted him once. While he's going through that, he says, you know what, I'm going to run for president again. What is the First Lady thinking when the president says, I'm going to try to get back there? What are you thinking that whole time?
It was very challenging years, of course. Yeah, we went through a lot as a family, and you need to handle a lot. You need to be very strong and focused. But I supported him. He wanted to run again, and I know that the country the last 4 years was in very bad shape. I know what he wants to do, and look at it where we are now. After 1 year, the country is much more prosperous, and he brought it son back into the country, and everybody, we have a lot of support, and, he's doing an incredible job.
Yeah, I had a chance to speak to him quickly this morning, too, and he's pumped up every day. Neither of you need much sleep. Talking to Melania Trump, First Lady of the United States, about her movie that's out. You got to go check it out this weekend. If you're looking for something to see that's going to inspire you, this is where to go. There's two things that stand out with me. Number one, how much the president listens to you, how much mutual respect you have for each other. I think it's a goal that everybody should have for their relationship, number one. Number two is he has a humanitarian streak, but so are you. Before you actually took office, you had a chance to meet with an Israeli, former Israeli hostage who was trying to get her husband out. You also went out of your way to let Vladimir Putin know he stole those children, and you want him to give them back. Can you describe why you decided to insert yourself in both situations?
Being a First Lady, it's a unique and impactful role. So I want to provide what I can and influence and behind the scene even what I can to for people to have a better life. So that is what I'm passionate about as well. And it's very important that those people have my support. That's why I decided to write a letter to President Putin, and he wrote back right away, and we are still in communication regarding reunifying more children. I hope we will have success soon. And as well as the hostages, I was behind the scene, met Aviva in January 2025. It was a very emotional meeting, and we had a great success. All of the hostages are out, and I talk with my husband often, and I give him my advice. And as I said before, sometimes he listens, sometimes he doesn't, but it's very important that you have an open communication in the relationship.
I know, absolutely. You always see First Ladies from Dolly Madison, people talking about the role she played as being the first one to really take over the White House and bring a sophistication to it. People talk about Nancy Reagan and her enormous influence with Ronald Reagan. They'll talk about you, too. I have one contention. You're about to walk out for the inaugural. You're seeing all the coverage. And you look over to the right, and you have CNN on, watching Jake Tapper talk about your family and who's there. Is that Joe Biden's doing, or because he was officially still the president then? Should I be mad at him, or should I be mad at the Trump team for not having Fox on at that moment?
Oh, I watched a lot of news. I don't watch only one channel. I like to be informed what every station is saying. When I have time, I like to be informed. And I know everybody has their own perspective, but, you know, at that moment CNN was on, I feel like, you know, every station was covering the inauguration. So it was not really in my mind. I was focused on the other stuff. But I like to read a lot of
everything,
newspapers,
right?
All different stations, watching all different stations. I like to be informed around the world as well. I like to watch other stations to see what's going on around the world.
I hear you. I flip around too. As long as according to certain reports, that we might be your favorite station. I don't know for sure. And hopefully this ends up being your favorite radio show. Well, listen, between your book being a bestseller and your documentary being a big hit and the enthusiasm which you're embracing this role, life is good for the First Lady Melania Trump. Would you say so?
Life is good. Life is busy. We're doing a lot of fantastic stuff. And I want to keep focus and be mission oriented and taking care of our beautiful country and our incredible people.
All right. Melania, go check it out in theaters. It's out there now. I did last night. First Lady, thanks so much. Have a great day. I appreciate the time. So does our audience.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Melania Trump, back in a moment.
The headlines, the stories behind them, and the people who make them. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage-powered nasal irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage. Available at CVS and Target.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Budgeting can often be nerve-wracking, but it doesn't have to be with help on the way through budgeting apps. There are many to choose from depending on your lifestyle, and the good thing is not all will cost you. There are several things to consider when you're looking for a good budgeting app, like flexibility to customize your budget based on various factors like income and account syncing. You may prefer to track transactions manually, or maybe you want real-time tracking. User experience. Are you okay with ads or credit card offers or categories that can't be personalized? And cost. Some budget apps are free, while others you might have to pay for extra features. Some budgeting apps include Rocket Money, which is free, but you'll have to pay each month for premium features. And Mint, which is an all-in-one app allowing you to connect your bank accounts, watch your income, and track your spending. Or the Simplify app. However, it will cost you, but there's a 30-day free trial. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
house call for health. Flu cases in the U.S. hitting their highest levels since the late 90s as a new super variant continues to spread around the country. The CDC estimating more than 11 million cases so far this flu season, some 30 states in the top tier for flu activity. The agency says flu cases increased by 33% Christmas week between December 20th and December 27th. The flu putting about 120,000 people in the hospital so far, already killing about 5,000. Doctors say many of the cases are linked to a highly contagious strain called subclade K, which was not part of this year's flu shot. The CDC says the number of people getting a flu shot is in line with previous years. In the most recent data released before mid-December, health officials say about 40% of Americans had a flu shot. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Negotiating with Iran and making the deal throws them a lifeline and extends the regime. They're going to want sanction relief, certainly condition-based. And what are we doing? We're going to have this regime around for another 10 years? The historic opportunity in front of us is we can take this regime down by a combined attack of Israel and the United States, comprehensive, done, much bigger than what took place during the 12-day war, and put this regime on the pathway to collapse and destruction. I mean, that is absolutely physically possible.
And he believes the plan is up. I think I got a pretty good source that showed me there's two plans right now if they need to attack. And both have risk. Listen, there's going to be risk. And the minute you have casualties, you open yourself up. And before the midterm elections, and you don't want casualties, let alone those families, I get it. But we've been so adept and so fantastic with the Houthi rebels, with what happened with Midnight Hammer, with Iran, and then Venezuela. I mean, it's been pretty amazing what's happened. You know, while knocking rockets out of the sky, ballistic missiles out of the sky, they were aiming towards Israel. But in Iran, you have a nemesis of ours in 1979, no greater enemy. Yeah, Russia and the Soviet Union were a more potent enemy, but no greater enemy than Iran, who threatened to kill our leaders still to this day and threaten us all over the region while creating havoc in the region through their proxies. I think it's worth the risk, especially when you know that 90% of the people absolutely hate their government and are powerless to change it. Maybe 30,000 people were killed in cold blood standing up, speaking out, and reaching out. Here is Harley Lipman at the stakes. He is the former U.S. A former U.S. Commission member in the Middle East. Cut 11.
I think we have to recognize that the Iranians' intent is to manipulate the United States. They'll act tough in the negotiations. But in the end, they have no intention of honoring it. They never did. This is a regime that uses negotiations simply as a tactic to delay so they could continue on their goal, which they tell us all the time is to destroy America.
So we know that in Oman right now, there's indirect talk. I guess they were indirect. We're still not sitting in the same room with them, which is farcical. But they have a brand new person in a brand new division negotiating with us. The name's virtually irresponsible, but they're talking about getting rid of their nuclear weapons. That's all. Then Axios says they might be talking about more than that. So ballistic missiles, they can't make any. Intercontinental missiles, which they're trying to demonstrate that they can hit, when they aim towards Siberia and Russia, a friendly target, which was target practice, war games-esque. But I don't know why we're negotiating a nuclear program we already destroyed. If they build it again, which they are, it seems, we'll just take it out again. But what we need is we need this government to stop funding terror aimed at us. Chris, you're on you're listening on WABC in the Catskills. Hey, Chris.
Hey. Good morning, Brian. There's a recent poll that came out that Kathy Hochul is up, like, it's 64-18 over Lieutenant Governor Delgado, and she's up by, like, a similar margin over Bruce Blakeley.
About 20 points.
Yeah, I thought they said it was going to be more than that, but Delgado is going to receive the Working Families Party endorsement, and he just hired a new person that's very adept and experienced at running social media. And now with Kathy Hochul apparently is getting ready to receive Mondami's
yes.
endorsement. And the DiNapoli race is going to be a four-way race. I'm going to a fundraiser in Kingston for DiNapoli that's being hosted by some area politicians in the Kingston area. And where do you see the DiNapoli race playing out? And do you think Delgado has any kind of chance at all?
Zero chance, Delgado. I don't know anything about the DiNapoli race. I don't really focus that much in state elections. But I will say this. In the governor's race, I look for Bruce Blakeman to close the gap. There's no doubt about it. If he gets close, he could win it. Number one, the problem is Hochul sold her soul to the socialist. She's already, you know, after... if she wins, she's going to raise taxes because he wants her to. And that's what he already got. He got free daycare for everybody in New York City, funded by Kathy Hochul. That was what he ran on that she said was unaffordable. I'm all for daycare being something people should aspire to make affordable. It affects everybody, Republicans, Democrats, working class, middle class. I got that. I understand that. But to give it away and think it's going to be quality is crazy to burden taxpayers with it who are already overburdened. As much as any state in the union, I think Bruce Blakeman has an opportunity. Not only is he a really good candidate with extreme experience and a lot to run on in Nassau County, but I think Kathy Hochul's decisions make her vulnerable. There's a template to success. Governor Pataki should be used as a resource, and Zeldin's election show you all you have to do is get there's a way to maximize support in New York City. You're never going to win it. But to maximize support there, and Kathy Hochul is hated on Long Island, hated even by Democrats. And she's, by the way, the accidental governor, totally incompetent. So, and then by saying, well, instead of saying I'm moderate and I want to get everybody involved with upstate New York, instead she goes, I'm with the socialists, and he just endorsed me. So that's where Bruce Blakeman should go. And by the way, but she'll have no problem in the primary, especially because the socialists just endorsed her.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Today, I'm proud to announce that the FBI has arrested one of the key participants behind the Benghazi attack. Zubair al-Baqash landed at Andrews Air Force Base at 3 a.m. this morning. He is in our custody. He was greeted by Director Patel and U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
So that's pretty significant. We were talking about 2012, September 11, 2012. They got at least one of the guys that perpetrated that murder of four. Shannon Bream joins us now, anchor of Fox News Sunday, author of the upcoming book, Nothing is Impossible with God. Shannon, I wasn't expecting this, but it's welcome news.
I wasn't either. When we saw that this press conference was scheduled for this morning, of course, you immediately start trying to figure out what it's going to be about with these heavy hitters. And this is not something I would have had on my bingo card at all, but this guy now is facing charges, murder, terrorism, arson, some other things. And the message this morning seemed to be, you know, Americans don't forget, and we are going to continue to run down justice. And in this case, maybe it will finally be served.
Yeah, you got the attorney general and the FBI director hunting down as many people as possible. And of course, crime is at record lows, and there's a lot of different reasons for it. One of which is we're getting a lot of legal immigrant criminals out. I think there's 2.2 million have self-deported, and they're scooped up 600 criminals. And over the last few weeks in Minnesota alone, they say 4,000 in all. I think there was a big sweep through West Virginia too. So they're making some progress. I think all of that helps.
It does, and that's one thing that it seems like everybody agrees on, is you want the worst out. Worst go first was the saying, you know, with the immigration authorities. If we're talking about people who are sex offenders against children or adults or murderers or whatever, nobody should want them in their community. And I think if, as, you know, Tom Homan has laid out, you can go into the jails, you can cooperate with, you know, county sheriffs and say, when you got a bad guy and you're going to let him loose and ICE has a detainer, just let us know. Don't have to hold him extra. Just let us come get them. And it's hard to imagine why people wouldn't be for that, because it keeps the roving patrols and the bigger groups out of the neighborhoods, and it really is targeted at the worst of the worst.
Shannon Bream, our guest. Shannon, are we looking at another shutdown? Are we cruising to a shutdown? We've almost did everything as regular order with the appropriations bills, but after the death of a second person in Minneapolis, now they want to do massive reforms, they say, to ICE. Do you think they're angling for a shutdown? What's your gut tell you?
Well, nobody felt like they won from the last shutdown. Both parties took a lot of heat over that. It seems that Democrats are better with the messaging generally. Republicans get blamed with the shutdowns. But that one was long and it was painful. And for a lot of people, remember the airports and TSA and all the stuff that was happening. I mean, people were not happy about that. Not to mention federal workers and military folks and people not getting paid. I mean, it was a mess. I don't think that they want to go down that path, but I'm increasingly hearing from Republicans they are willing to kind of run the table and make Democrats take some difficult votes. ICE is funded. We know that from the One Big Beautiful Bill. There are tens of billions of dollars in there. So Republicans are going to try to message, okay, if we go into a shutdown, you're going to end up voting to shut down TSA. FEMA, we're in the middle of all these winter storms and real struggles for people. I mean, there are people in Mississippi who still don't have power and don't know when they're going to get it. There are people suffering. So I think Republicans are saying to Democrats, all right, if you guys want to push this, we'll go there. But this list of 10 things you came out with yesterday, no way Republicans are agreeing to most of that.
Yeah, I know. So that no one's going to happen. Plus, isn't ICE funded anyway?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they have their funding through One Big Beautiful Bill. If Republicans can clearly message that and say, listen, you guys aren't doing anything to stop ICE. This is performative. It's a messaging bill, which both sides do. They're going to have to do a good job of getting that communicated very clearly, because otherwise, you know, even before the last shutdown, this little mini thing we just had, you had Schumer and those guys out there saying it's the Thune shutdown, it's the Johnson shutdown. You know, they know how to tell the story, and they're very good at making people see their way of thinking when it comes to these shutdowns.
Yeah, ICE has an annual budget of $10 billion, but it got more than $75 billion to spend over the course of 4 years in the bill that passed, hiring agents, doing more that we're seeing now. And we know there's somewhat of a de-escalation in Minneapolis with 700 going. So we'll see where there goes. The minority leader, this according to John Barrasso, thinks he has leverage to defund law enforcement. He said he's wrong because we funded it already. So if they do that, we'll see. We know that no one's going to agree to a judicial warrant before any action.
Right.
No one's going to agree to take the masks off as long as they're being threatened. So I don't know, they're not going to put their names on their uniforms, but maybe they could put their numbers on. Here's the president. The president thinks he's on the right side of this, but he feels as though, as you mentioned, Shannon, the best PR is on the left. Cut 17.
What happens is that I think we do a phenomenal job, but I don't think we're good at public relations.
What does that mean? You've said that a couple times now. What do you mean by that?
We don't sell the great job that we're doing. Look, we have the safest country.
Is that your staff, or those your staffers?
Excuse me. People from your persuasion, somewhat left, to a job on numbers. It just came out that in 125 years, we have the safest country, the best crime numbers since the year 1900. Yeah.
That's okay? A stat. Yeah, we know
that
it's true.
That was way before my father was born.
Right.
Think of that. And yet, then you talk about crime, or you talk about this, or you talk about that, and the poll numbers aren't that good. People, we don't do a good public relations job. That's why I'm doing the interview with you today.
We appreciate it.
I'm trying to help my people. You know, PR, public relations.
can you believe it? I mean, that's a little bit different than Terry Moran on ABC. Wouldn't let him finish a single sentence and was, next thing you know, they had huge controversy. He's gone. I thought this guy did a pretty fair job. But on the substance of what he said, do you think he's right about that?
Yeah, I think that the president's very frustrated about the messaging. Just look at the GDP number. Wages are up. I mean, there are all kinds of things that show positive things happening. And I think the White House gets very frustrated that it doesn't get the attention, that the headlines are all, you know, GOP crumbling under affordability crisis, that kind of thing. When, you know, he'll look around, too, and say, like, look, I've stopped 8 wars. I'm making progress on these other big things. And they really want to get out there. That's why, you know, Susie Wiles says they're going to act like this year is a campaign year with the president on the ballot. He's going to do more of what you saw him do in Iowa a few days ago. He's going to be out there campaigning because they feel like they need to get the message out that things are turning a corner, and they're also going to emphasize what they came into office with. Like, hey, everything wasn't perfect. We had to turn this around. You saw that with Secretary Bessent this week when he was getting into it with House members and senators and Democrats this week saying, you know, you guys want to point to all these financial problems, but here's what happened. Here's the data under the Biden administration. So I think they very much feel like they've got a message to sell, and that the media, mainstream media, is never going to help them with that.
Shannon, I thought it was interesting, Kimberly Strassel's column in the Wall Street Journal today, and I always, you know, you just hear the rhetoric on the other side. Donald Trump is up the deficit. Donald Trump has not cut spending. He's increased spending. And I'm thinking to myself, no, he hasn't. How could that be? Because of what they did through rescission, what they did with $250 billion that was cut by Elon Musk. And we see the other budget cuts with those programs. And it turns out he has cut. He says, you go year by year spending. He slashed the deficit projections. Those wins come with a combination of tax and entitlement reform, which means people are going to be getting more refunds, and wholesale deregulation, the administration's disruption of the calcified budget process. That's what I mean by rescission, and some spending leadership in Congress. They give OMB Director Russ Vought the credit. He defunded all government as the left said he would, but he's made progress towards. He hasn't defunded all government, but he's made progress towards shifting the paradigms. So they say the budgetary process points to $13 trillion in improvements. It estimates $2 trillion over 10 years of savings to mandatory spending and Medicaid, student loans, and food stamps. So we're actually going in the right direction with interest rates falling. You know, that's going to help everybody.
Yeah, it does take time. And in those kinds of things don't move on a dime, just like, you know, every administration before them has found this out, too, which is why you often get hurt in the midterms. Because even if you can say to people that stuff is coming, if they don't feel it when they go to the grocery or the gas pump or pay their rent or their mortgage, they still feel like, and you know, our Fox polling that was out last week, people still feel like things aren't good for them personally on the economy. So you can throw all the data you want to at them, but their perception is their reality. So, you know, there's an uphill battle for the administration to point out all of those things, and they say that's what they're going to do wall to wall for these midterms and try to defy history.
And the president's not going to go to the Super Bowl, but he did the Super Bowl interview already, so he could actually enjoy himself in Florida. Shannon, who do you have coming up on Fox News Sunday this week?
Well, you're going to hear from both sides of the aisle. We've got Senator Mark Warner, Democrat, the top-ranking Dem on Senate Intel. We're going to talk about these talks with Iran, the talks with Russia and Ukraine, the Russia nuclear treaty issue. Like, we've got a lot of foreign policy with him. He's also very upset in saying things like the president's going to sort of, I don't know if the word overthrow, but he is going to mess with the midterm elections so they aren't free and fair. So we'll talk to him about that. And we've also got Senator Hagerty from the other side of the aisle to talk about those same issues. And this, you know, curiosity, this big dispute over why Tulsi Gabbard was in Fulton County with the ballots and all of the stuff that's going down there in Georgia. We'll try to unpack all of that, too.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, she says that she has a role as the director of all the national intelligence agencies. There's a role in overseeing electoral integrity and those kinds of things. And she was down there at the request of the president. So she says she's communicated ODNI that, you know, national intelligence office has communicated with Senator Warner. He doesn't think it's been adequate. So we'll try to unpack that. But, you know, that, and we're just going to be waiting for your big show on Sunday night.
Sunday night will be live after the Super Bowl. And we'll see if that's the only big story.
Are you going to put on like a sort of alternate halftime show with the dancing you always promised?
We are going to talk to Andrew Colbert, who is helping put together the Turning Point halftime show. So that'll be good. We talked to Kid Rock today.
But I need to know about your performance. Do you have your outfit changes? Everything is all tidied up and ready.
Do you know Brett Eldridge? I go to his mantra. I never met a dance floor that did me any good. So I try to live by that phrase. I think it's biblical.
I feel like it's the opposite. Like, dance floor would do you good.
Right.
And it'd be good for the show. So if you would just consider as I ask each week.
All right. I'm going to let you do
that dance break. Yeah, and I'll join you. If you decide to add it to the show, I'll come. I got a mean 1980s robot.
When I know you're in New York, that's when I'll add it.
Okay.
All right. Shannon Bream. Oh, by the way, pre-order a book, Nothing is Impossible with God. Thanks so much, Shannon.
Thanks, Brian. Okay, bye.
Back in a moment.
Never met a dance floor that ever did me any good.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free Golden Silver Investment Guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello,
everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Last week, President Trump said, quote, we have the groceries going down. Did grocery prices drop in 2025?
Numerous prices have.
Did grocery prices drop in 2025?
Numerous grocery prices have gone down.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you can't hear me. Did grocery prices drop in 2025?
Numerous grocery prices have gone down.
In fact, we have seen
inflation at 2.1% for the past 3 months.
This is some of the idiocy that's gone on with one of the most sophisticated, brightest people in Washington, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, going against Elizabeth Warren. She, by the way, she goes, have grocery prices gone down? He goes, yes, many have gone down. That's a good answer. That's 100% right. If he said all the prices have gone down, that would have been inaccurate. But prices have gone down. That is totally true. What is confusing about that? That is 100% true. But all she wants to do is fight. And I just thought Scott Bessent sparring with her was fantastic. So that's on grocery prices. Here is about Donald Trump, affordability, and some of the disingenuous exchanges. Cut 25.
Donald Trump has called affordability, I want to get this right, a hoax. He's called it a scam. He's called it a con job. You're the Secretary of Treasury. You know the numbers. Is affordability a hoax, a scam, or a con job?
Senator, it may be a bit nuanced for you, but what President Trump is referring to is the media saying that the affordability crisis was generated by this administration when it was you and President Biden who destroyed the buying power of the American people. So there is an affordability crisis, and you were front and center in it.
So let me make sure that I understand. Donald Trump is not saying that affordability, what's happening to families right now, is a hoax?
He is saying that trying to lay the blame at this administration rather than the Biden-Warren economy is a hoax.
Okay, so it all happened before he got it. And everything that's happened since then, nothing is a hoax here.
21.5% cumulative inflation.
He's answering every question perfectly. To her credit, she let him answer this time. But she's got to be horrified. Because everybody, by the way, everybody who speaks Trump, which is every American and soon wherever the world, understands what exactly we're saying. If you walk in and you buy a banana at $6 instead of $3, he doesn't say that's a hoax. He's saying that I jacked up the prices, that's a hoax. If you want to say the tariffs did that, that's a good conversation to have. And the president does not feel that way at all. And what Scott Bessent said when he was a civilian running a hedge fund, he said tariffs are inflationary. And he said, when I got here and I see how we're doing it, implementing it, and see the results of it, he goes, I was wrong. So you could say that all day. But if you have your Treasury Secretary there and you really disagree with some of the things the president's doing, even before the Supreme Court weighs in on the sanctity of the tariffs, that would be a good time to do it. Now, just to finish this off, listen to how he was treated the day before. I believe it was Wednesday at the House. Scott Bessent, French Hill, Gregory Meeks, listen.
Reclaiming my time.
Was a mass unfettered immigration.
Mr. Chair, will you let him know that when I asked him,
time does belong to the housing stock, California.
10 and 20 million immigrants.
Can you
look at the housing stock of working Americans, and can you maintain some level of dignity?
General Lavin's time has expired.
No, my time has not expired.
Well, I'm asking you to do your responsibility as Secretary of the Treasury. Stop covering for the president. Stop being his flunky. Work for the American people. Don't be a cover-up for a mob.
So he pointed out a little bit later, Gregory Meeks, who can't control himself, should grow up. Gregory Meeks, who went and met with Hugo Chavez to try to cut a deal, and he didn't like when Bessent brought that up, because we all remember Hugo Chavez was the communist criminal that was a disciple of Fidel Castro, who, guess who visited? Karen Bass, the terrible mayor of Los Angeles. People like Gregory Meeks worship the socialist outgrowth in South Central and South America. And you know that Scott Bessent doesn't walk out there without doing some research. Please. Quick note, we had a chance to interview the First Lady of the United States live, Melania Trump. You'll hear that interview for the entire segment. You can get it online. You'll eventually get it on my Twitter, but you're also going to get it on our website, and soon you're going to get it on YouTube. So I think you're going to like that. I had a chance to see the documentary, so I was able to talk about what exactly she experienced and the role she plays. Also, we got a brand new YouTube page. All of you are running to it. I think it's wiping out all the other pages, and I feel bad. It's called YouTube. It's go to youtube.com/@TheBrianKilmeadeShow, which will predominantly be highlights of the radio show, which is turned into a TV show with everybody, all my guests zooming in or in studio. But also clips of other things I'm doing at Fox. For example, I'm hosting Will Cain's show at 4 o'clock today. We'll put some of that on. So we'll see where that goes. Also, I want you to know, I'm going to be on the 14th. I'm going to be on stage in Fort Myers, Florida. It is a hotbed for, I guess, Fox viewers. Hopefully you'll watch the stream on Fox Nation or see me in person. There's some balcony seats left. Let's sell this place out. I can't wait to meet all of you. VIP opportunities remain. Just go to BrianKilmeade.com. That's the 14th. And then on May 30th, I'm going to go to Reno, Nevada, about 2,500 miles away. See you there.
Are you struggling with hearing loss? Do friends and family complain that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to repeat themselves? If you want to hear clearly again, but don't want a bulky hearing aid that makes you look old, you need to try Atom X by Audion Hearing. The Atom X is a life-changing breakthrough, precisely designed by top audio engineers, fits comfortably in your ear, is nearly invisible, and lets you adjust your sound so you can hear conversations clearly. At home, at dinner, or on the go. And right now, you can try the Atom X risk-free for 45 days. Call Audion Hearing now at 800-741-HEAR. That's H-E-A-R for a 45-day risk-free home trial with free shipping and money-back guarantee. The Atom X is lightweight, rechargeable, practically invisible, and costs 90% less than prescription hearing aids. Don't miss out. Call 800-741-HEAR for complete details. That's 800-741-4327. Hearing for everyone. Audion here. Now.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.